Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. And that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you. All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Gary Hammer. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, he was powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. You know what I mean? I survived it, and I'm at the end of it. Okay.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is August 2nd, 2021. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We are live and we are global. I want to thank all the supporters for the show. We have a couple of interesting subjects on the show that I want to talk about. And if you too want to talk about something, here's the number. 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. That's the number to get your voice heard worldwide. Our main topic, headline, the faggots are upset with Matt Damon. Yes, they are. Running around. They're upset. You angered them. Why are they upset? Well, Matt Damon apparently had a talk with his daughter. Copy. Matt Damon, famously father of daughters, had to be taught by his children that he's not supposed to use homophobic slurs mere months ago. For some reason, the Stillwater actor volunteered this information in a new interview with the Sunday Times. Well, that got a lot of faggots upset. Elton John slams. There was a rapper, I guess his name is DaBaby. And he had a few choice words to say. And Elton John slams DaBaby for his homophobic remark. And Elton John says this, the stupid son of a bitch. So Elton John slammed this rapper, and then he says his job is to bring people together. His job is not to bring people together. His job is to make music and hits. You know what? I mean, come on. Get over yourself, Elton. What's that song? It looks like Daniel. You know what I mean? Benny, was Elton John with Benny and the Jets? I can't remember Elton John songs. But he says, as a musician, his job is to bring people together. I don't think so. I'm just looking at some, before I get up on Elton, let's see some of his hits. your song, the best song of Elton John, Rocket Man, which, again, if you're thinking about Rocket Man, you're thinking about Amazon Boy, and his rocket was a penis. There we go. Tiny Dancer. Come on now. What do you think that is? You know what Tiny Dancer is. What's some of his song? I guess that's why they call it the blues. I'm still standing. Everything is penis to me. Little Genie. Uh-huh. Don't go breaking my heart. Don't let the sun go down on me. What about the daughter? Always talking about the son. Why don't the daughter go down on me? But no. Little fruit boy, little fruit cup wants, don't let the sun go down on him. I don't know what he's talking about. Candle in the wind. Seems sorry to be the hardest word. We can go on and on and on. Let me see. It's been a long time. Tiny Dancer. Which was the song? There Goes Daniel. I can tell. What is that song? I don't remember this song because that wasn't Rocket Man. Wasn't I'm Still Gonna? Wasn't the blues? Is it Daniel? Maybe it's a song called Daniel. Let me see if it's Daniel. That's the only song I can think of. And let me see. Here's a little bit of Elton. His job is to bring people together? I don't think so. I don't think that's any musician's job. Most of the songs that make money through musicians are them hooking up. And a lot of them were underage kids. Remember, think of how many songs had kids were 17 years old. She was just 17. You know what I mean. How about that? Sweet Caroline. How about that? These are songs that are not bringing people together. I got to remember Donald's. Now I got Daniel in my head. I got to get it out. Let me hear Elton John's song on Daniel. I didn't even have time to warm up the voice. There you go. Maybe he's right. Maybe he's singing songs that bring people together. You know what I'm saying? Maybe. Well, let's give Tiny Dancer one more shot. I'm wondering what he's thinking about Tiny Dancer. And I know what your women are thinking about it, and I don't think it's true, but here we go. Let me see what he's, what's he doing. Dancer in my hand. There could be no mistaking about that. Huh. One more time. I just want to really. Okay.
Ah,
The old tiny dancer. There you go. Going to bring people together. The old tiny dancer. I forgot all of Elton John's songs, man. I mean, he has some good ones. I'm still standing. Well, I don't know. I didn't like that one. I guess that's why they call it the Blues Sacrifice, Little Genie. Here is a really gay song. Let me see. Now that has to be gay. Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Let me see. Is that gay? There's some gay songs out there. Let me see this. I haven't heard. Then we'll go on with our story, but come on. You got to get a little Elton. Candles Blowing in the Wind. Let me see here. Let's see. Where are you at, my little tiny dancer? All right. Let me see what this song's about. Dancer is up there awake. Huh. Wow. Anyway, Elton John got upset, and we're going to do that story. That's our main story. The faggots are upset with Matt Damon. And so is Elton John. First, before we get there, there's a couple of people who wanted to come into this studio. I'm trying to stall for them. But, you know, the lyrics behind Tiny Dancer is very interesting. Bernie Taupin, I think that was his lover. Bernie, the 1%, the 1%, the 2%, the 1%, the rest of it. You need to go see your doctor. Not that Bernie, but it's another Bernie. He said that the lyrics for Tiny Dancers were meant as a tribute to the many beautiful women who he met on a 1970 trip to California. The song describes a lovely West Coast woman who hangs out with the members of a band. Blue Jean Baby, L.A. Lady, seamstress for the band, pretty-eyed, private smile, you'll marry a music man. That's what the song for Tiny Dancer meant. Now, you'd be surprised. I read what was Daniel. See, I thought Daniel was a boyfriend or something. You'd be surprised behind the scenes. That song was not about that. That song was about a guy who lost his eyes in Vietnam. That's what the song was about the soldier who fought for Vietnam, and he lost his sight, and he was singing, You See Better Than I Do. That's what the song was about. So it wasn't about, I always thought it was about some dude at the airport, you know, waving goodbye to him as he was going. No. He's a little deeper than that. There you go. Giving you some info. Here we go. I can't stall the show anymore. I got to do the show. So our main subject is the faggots are upset with Matt Damon. But we do have some news before we do that. And this is very interesting. Now, you know, I said on the show, if you listen to this show, and I know this for a fact, and I know she's in trouble right now, and I don't think she can win. Scarlett Johansson. Now, if you don't know who Scarlett Johansson, if you're a Marvel fan, she's Black Widow. She's Black Widow. Now, apparently, here was the deal. Scarlett Johansson is suing Disney. You say, why? What? And why is she suing? Well, here you go. See, I knew Disney is a son of a bitch. They don't like to pay their actors. They treat them like shit. They'll try to rip off the actors. They've been doing this through history. Everybody knows Disney does this bullshit. They tried it with Robin Williams twice. They tried it with him when he did Aladdin and everything. Disney is just a fuck. That's right. I said it. They like to fuck over their actors. That's right. You know. So, that's what they're doing. Here's the latest. Why did Scarlett Johansson sue Disney? And here we go. The controversy explained as Black Widow star lawsuit leaves the internet divided. There shouldn't be no division. Here it is. After several delays due to the pandemic, Black Widow hit the screens in early July. The Avenger finally got her solo movie over a decade after her debut in Iron Man 2. She appeared in there in 2010. The long-awaited and highly anticipated film received a mixed reception, mostly due to gender bending. Really? Of the iconic villain from the comics. On Thursday, July 29th, the star of Black Widow, Scarlett Johansson, she filed a lawsuit against Disney in a Los Angeles Superior Court. The suit was for releasing the movie simultaneously on Disney Plus streaming service and theaters. And here's a full breakdown on the lawsuit and somebody else's.
Johansson v. Disney.
Wow, what a loud-ass bitch. You know, if you have a microphone, you don't have to scream. But we'll hear it from a woman. And she's going to explain it to you in about, I don't know how long. Here we go.
Johansson v. Disney. This, a court case, is probably one of, if not the most fascinating things we're ever going to discuss, but perhaps even the most important, because the way this is going to change Hollywood in either direction is fascinating. All right, so, and it's also incredibly complex.
Why is this bitch yelling? But she'll explain the legal thing.
But you're going to have to listen. It's very, very tough. So you're going to have to really listen to the words that I'm saying. All right, so, to make sure I really got an understanding of this, and boy, did I reached out to a number of my high-level contacts within the industry. I'm talking agents, producers, writers. And I was like, what do you think of this? What's going on? Tell me what it means to you so I can get a picture of what's really going on here. And I did. And now I'm going to break it down for you. So on the face of it, Scarlett Johansson is suing Disney for releasing Black Widow not only day and date on Disney Plus and in theaters, but for releasing it at all. She is arguing that Disney knew that the box office market had still not recovered from the ongoing pandemic, but released the movie anyway. Why did they still release it? Because they wanted to drive Disney Plus subscriptions. Because the executives, the top-level executives, including Bob Chapek, who I believe she actually names in the lawsuit, see financial gains from the success of that service. Gains, financial gains that she is not participating in. And this is just so important. So I think a number of people, when they saw the headline, they were like, yeah, Scarlett Johansson feels that Disney's in breach of her contract with them. And she wants her Black Widow money. Oh, but she wants Disney Plus money. That's why this is so important. So she also argued in her, says in her lawsuit, that the reason it's a breach of contract is that they did not get her approval to release Black Widow simultaneously on Disney Plus, which is weird because Warner Brothers, and this is mentioned also in her lawsuit, Warner Brothers had to pay off all its 2021 talent. When I say talent, I'm talking, you know, anyone who had a participation deal, which can be not just actors, but producers, directors, writers, all that good stuff. And, of course, as we all know, Warner Brothers paid everybody. And they have, it's been rumored, lost $1 billion in combined revenue and payouts because of this decision, especially because they haven't seen, you know, it hasn't had quite of the rate of return in HBO Max subscriptions. But anyway, Scarlett Johansson's lawsuit says, hey, Warner Brothers paid people off. And she's like, nobody paid me. I'm surprised that Disney did not do that. In light of this lawsuit and the Pandora, I thought streaming was a Pandora's box. This is like a Pandora, this is like the Russian dolls of Pandora's boxes, just one within the other. I think maybe they should have just paid her rather than have this happen. One of my contacts said that Scarlett Johansson probably warned Disney that they were going to go public and they should pay her out, and they didn't. And I think you're going to kind of understand why Disney decided that. Because Disney, by the way, has the most successful streaming service outside of Netflix. So there's a lot more money in play. Keep that in mind as our discussion continues. Now, on a side note, now I'm really going to scare you. One of the trades put out an article saying, like, oh, yeah, here, Scarlett Johansson, use this in your lawsuit. Black Widow is the number one pirated movie. You should get upset with Disney for that. Because as we've been saying, there's a pristine copy released digitally by doing these day-and-date digital releases that can easily go out on piracy websites. So if now Disney's going to get sued for that and say that they lost profit participation, well then, how can Disney stop that? I'll tell you how they can stop it. Right now, if you're a critic, like myself, our copies that we get in advance for our digital copies have, you know, when we don't have to go to a screening, they have watermarks over the whole front of them. You know, you got to watch it through the watermark. You get used to it, but it's jarring. So they might have to do that for consumers, which would be fascinating, so they can trace back leaked copies. But what if someone hacks someone's account? So you didn't release it. Someone hacked your streaming a Disney Plus account, copied the movie, and now suddenly you're on the hook to the U.S. government and Disney.
She's absolutely right. Good morning, Joe. We will continue her conversation later so you can understand it in legalese. Good morning, Joe. How are you? Joe's in the studio. He right about now. Joe's probably making some eggs, or he's laying in bed, and he may be asleep. But I'm going to leave Joe's mic open. Good morning, Joe. I'm going to give Joe a couple of minutes. If he doesn't answer, I'll go back to the tape because I can't have dead air. Okay, Joe. I'll leave the mic open when you want to speak. There you are. Hello, Joe.
It's a portable speaker of mine. If I connect it, for some reason, it stopped working. It worked before. Let me see if it can work again. Let me try this.
No, you sound great right now. You actually sound great.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me clear?
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay, good.
Okay.
So I sound good. Maybe I have to connect that after I get you. All right. So I see the headline is another award-winning friendly PC headline. Faggot.
So, you know how politically correct we are. I mean, we have to serve the masses. And
I heard, you know what Donnie told me? Donnie said he was driving by, and then he said he saw the headline that you had in your show, something about how to eat pussy.
Yeah.
Is that it? Yeah. Oh. Yeah, well. All right. You're overdue to have an award given to you for, you know, Block Talk Radio talk show host.
I should, right? just with the headlines alone, right?
Yeah.
You.
And our award winner is?
Exactly. Oh. It is Brian Jackson and his piece on The Faggots Are Upset with Matt Damon. Thank you. Thank you. I want to thank everybody.
Yeah.
First, I want to thank Lord Jesus. Since you're here, let's go with the – I was stalling because some other people are coming in the studio. But since you're here, you and I can have this conversation because I think we can have a good one. The headline or main story is – The Faggots Are Upset with Matt Damon. And so apparently we'll go to our main story. This is our main story. And if you are a fag, you could come into the studio at 319-527-6099. We are fag friendly today. Donnie cracks me up. I can't get it. Donnie just cracks me up. Yeah. I can imagine Donnie going, whoa. Donnie. Yeah, I said he cracks me up.
Oh, Donnie?
Yeah, Donnie.
And then, you know, he asked me, he said, did you see Brian's headline? I said, no. He says, well, it's about eating pussy. I said, oh, okay.
You'll be amazed of how many people don't know how to eat pussy. I was given a public service. Here's our headline today. And it got me upset. I'm going to go right into our story because I only have Joe for a little bit. I know I do. So here's the story. And before I go to the story, let me give you the Urban Dictionary of what a fag is. So everybody knows what a fag is. In Britain, a fag is cigarettes. They smoke fags. Now, in California, you can't smoke a fag because you'll get life in prison. So don't get it confused. And so it's term for cigarettes. And then this is all the definition of a fag. And they use it in a sentence. This fucking squeal bought himself a Gucci handbag last week and gave $5 to my GoFundMe account. Fucking fag. Okay, that was used in a sentence. Fag, an extremely annoying, inconsiderate person most commonly associated with Harley riders. A person who owns a Harley Davidson. He rides a Harley. That's a fag. A fag, a person rides by on a Harley Davidson motorcycle, revving their engine loudly. A person observing, what a fag. So they're using it in those sentence. So we're on good grounds here. So apparently it got my attention here. So Matt Damon, and I do like Matt Damon. I really do. I think he's a good guy from Boston. You know, those people in Boston, man, they're really nuts. So apparently he's talking to his daughter. Here's the headline. Matt Damon says daughter taught him not to use the letter F slur for a homosexual. Now, when I grew up, the F word was not fag. So how are we going to confuse our F words? I noticed that when I was watching CNN. I was listening to Anderson Cooper, who is the queen fag, and he uses the F word, and he was offended because people were using, I go, what, fuck? No, it's fag. Now, we can only have one letter, and I vote for fuck. If we had to throw one F word out, it would be fuck, not fag. Copy. Here we go. Matt Damon, famously a father of here's Matt. He's talking about the fags. Let's listen to, let's have fag talk with Matt Damon. That's part of my award. Fag talk with Matt Damon. In his own words, he's explaining it.
Kind of walk, you know, it's not necessarily walk in someone's shoes, but walk next to them for a while and meet their families and, you know, watch the way that they live and the things that are important to them. And I came away, you know, because I come from a very different culture within America, right? I'm from the Northeast, and, you know, and Cambridge, Massachusetts is a very different place from Stillwater, Oklahoma, or some of the smaller places outside Stillwater where these guys live. And so I had my own ideas about, like, what I was going to see when I went down there. And as always, as happens literally every time, in a world in which we're, you know, constantly being told by, you know, particularly by politicians how divided we are and who are stoking those flames in order to kind of self-promote, you get past all that and what connects us is so much greater than what divides us.
Shut up. You're an actor, bitch. And all of a sudden you're some philosopher. Shut up, Matt. What a Boston bastard. All right, here's the story. He has a movie coming out called Stillwater. Who wants to see it? It's shitty anyway, but he's on a promotion, so kid. Going back to the copy, Matt Damon, famously a father of daughters, had to be taught by his children that he's not supposed to use homophobic slurs months ago. For some reason, the Stillwater actor volunteered this information in a news interview. Okay? And he was talking about masculinity. The Oscar winner, who has three daughters, who cares about his wife, revealed that during a recent meal with his family, he used what the outlet noted is the most taboo term for gay people. So butt crunch is not acceptable anymore? Push me, pull me, a butt sandwich? Ass fruit is not acceptable? Who knew? I didn't get the memo. I don't know. But apparently his kid's dead. So the word that my daughter calls the F slur for a homosexual was commonly used when I was a kid. You know, they should bring back the name, the retard. I miss retard. They should bring it back. Everybody knows what a retard is. And I miss retard. I used it frequently when I was going to school. It was one of my favorite words. We had a retard on here not too long ago, and he was a fag. We'll get to him later. Let's continue. So I made a joke, meaning Matt Damon. Matt Damon says I made a joke months ago. And got a look from my daughter, and she left the table. I said, come on, that's a joke. I say it in the movie, Stuck on You. Damon continued. Referencing the much 2003 film, yes, a movie that came out nearly 20 years ago, she went to her room and wrote a very long, beautiful triste. I don't even know what a triste is, but... Okay, on how the word is dangerous. I said, I retired the F slur. I understood. How it's dangerous? Okay, so I retired the F slur. I understood. That's what he said. His admissions struck many fans as particularly frustrating, given that he is 50 years old, man living in 2021. Okay, so Matt Damon just figured out months ago from a child that he's not supposed to say the word faggot. Let's all say it together. Faggot. I think it was used in a spelling bee. I think I still have it. One of my favorite spelling bees. Faggot. Let me see if I still have that. Little kids are using this in a spelling bee. And I, here we go. No, that's niggers. Wow, those little kids. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. Spelling bee. These are kids spelling words. Here we go.
Negus.
Negus. What is the language of origin?
Ethiopian to Amharic.
What is the definition?
A king. It's used as a title of the sovereign of Ethiopia. Negus.
Negus. Could you use it in a sentence?
The Negus ruled Ethiopia until the coup of 1974.
Negus. Could you repeat the definition?
A king. It's used as a title of the sovereign of Ethiopia, Negus.
Negus.
Andrew, would you say the word loudly for the judges?
Negus.
One more time?
Oh, yeah.
Negus.
Negus.
Say it loudly to the judges. One more time. Negus. Go ahead, kid. Spell it.
Negus.
Yeah.
N-E-G-U-S. Negus.
Yes.
Absolutely stunned. But he'll take it.
Beautiful. It's absolutely.
Again, when in doubt, sound it out. Spell it just like it sounds, and it pays off every once in a while.
That's right.
When in doubt, sound it out. I have to remember that.
Right. There you go. When in doubt, sound it out.
Flagaria.
Now, that was a spelling bee. Now we're going to do a spelling bee with the faggots. Here we go.
L-O-G-O-R-R-H-E-A. Logorrhea. Logorrhea. L-O-G-O-R-R-H-E-A. Logorrhea.
That is correct. And that will end the fourth round of the Hambridge National Spelling Bee. Before we go on, I'd just like to say that all of our contestants have shown an amazing amount of drive and perseverance. And no matter what happens, you're all winners. And now on to the fifth round. Next contestant.
Okay. Here we go.
Your word is nigger faggot.
Wait a minute. We just did nigger. Why do we have to put nigger in with the faggots? What the hell is going on here? Not offended, but I just want to know. We just had nigger 2 seconds ago. What's going on? Okay. Let's see how he spells nigger faggot.
Word is nigger faggot.
I'm sorry, what?
Nigger faggot.
Can I get a definition?
The definition is nigger faggot.
There you go.
Can I get the country of origin?
Of course.
Texas.
Originating from the Greco-Roman nigger and the Latin-based faggot. Nigger faggot.
Can you use the word in a sentence?
nigger faggot. Get that nigger faggot out of here. Nigger faggot.
Nigger faggot. N. I.
You can do it.
Gee, I can't do this.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's incorrect. You're disqualified.
Oh, pussy. The word.
Next contestant. Your word is also nigger faggot.
Can I have a synonym?
Of course. Pineapple.
Really?
No, not really. No. Not at all.
May I have the word in its original pronunciation?
Of course. Nigger faggot!
That's right.
Nigger faggot. N-I-G-G-E-R. I cannot do this. This is horrible.
I'm sorry. That is incorrect. You are disqualified. I'm sorry. Next contestant. You are the last one standing. In the world of written word, there is no higher than...
Nigger faggot. N-I-G-G-E-R-F-A-G-G-O-T. Nigger faggot.
That is correct. I heard what you said.
Well, there you go. There you go. Nigger faggot is a word. Now, why are we talking about nigger faggots? Matt Damon got a lot of noise because, I don't know why Matt did it. I know he's doing his promotion on his movie, but he brought it up. It made no sense, but I guess he wants to make headlines. This is what you do when you want to promote a movie. So he's saying that, so his little girl is really upset at him. His daughter, he was walking around in house, walking around saying it in front of her enough that she had to stop him. Another tweeter or Twitter used added trash. I'm around the same age as Damon. I've known this word was a slur since my teens. Pretty incredible amount of privilege. Privilege, really? Now he's, okay, well, you know the guy who wrote this. Privilege. If you say privilege, chances are it's a black dude or a black woman. See, white people cannot talk anymore. They can't. They'll get racist or they'll get privilege or they'll get something else. You know what I mean? This is what we've done to our world. So some guy said, it's pretty incredible amount of privilege just to realize it now, a different person wrote. This isn't the first time Damon has put his foot in his mouth when it comes to the LGBTQ community. On a disastrous press tour in 2015, the lightly argued in favor of gay actors staying in the closet. Okay? In later interview with Ellen DeGeneres, he claimed his comments were mischaracterized, saying that he was just trying to say actors are more effective when they're a mystery. And yet Damon seemingly has yet to learn his lesson. Learn a lesson. Just saying a word, learning his lesson, and it's their job to make sure he gets this lesson. Even while reflecting on how his thoughtless remarks can quickly become international news, he knows exactly what to say. We're talking about that stupid movie that nobody's going to see. I'm never going to see it, but he did it spectacular. Look at my heading. I hope I get, and even Joe said I should get an award. The faggots are upset with Matt Damon. Where's my award? I'm talking, well, I'm not getting, you guys overlook me. I know what's going on here. racist bastards. I deserve my award. And I won it from the LGBTQ community. Nobody's talking about those assholes. Anyway, we're going back to this. And yet, Damon seemingly has not learned his lesson, even while reflecting on his own thoughtless remark in Cook Leap International News. Using a bizarre analogy, he said, 20 years ago, the best way I can put it is that the journalists listen to the music more than the lyrics of an interview. Now your lyrics are getting parsed to pull them out of context and get the best headline possible. Before, it really didn't really matter what I said because it didn't make the news, he continued. But maybe this shift is a good thing, so I'll just shut the fuck up. That's what he said. Nobody's getting upset because he said fuck. Where's the little fuckers out there getting upset saying, oh my God, you just insulted the fuckers. I mean, there's a lot of fuckers out there. There's little fuckers, the motherfuckers, big union, big organization. Where are the motherfuckers out there? They're saying, oh, my God, Matt Damon used the word fuck. We're getting to this point. Now, before you get upset while I'm using the word faggot, I'm going to do a culinary thing, my little there's a transition here. Did you know in British, there's a dish, it's a British dish called faggots. It's a traditional British dish, faggots. I bet you didn't know that. And it looks interesting. It looks like there's two meatballs with some potatoes. In Britain cuisine, a faggot is quite simply a large meatball, which we usually call Italians. Now, if you put them together, an Italian meatball, which is an Italian faggot, you will get your ass beat, possibly killed. But in this dish, it's acceptable. A large meatball is called a faggot. Faggots essentially are an old-fashioned British food, and with one that has sadly fallen out of flavor in recent years. Though they are, see, I'm going to make a faggot. In fact, I'm going to have a cooking show cooking up a faggot. I'm going to bake a faggot. That's going to be my next headline. Maybe I'll get the award then. Baking faggots. And here it is. It looks like a little tasty dish. However, in Birmingham, we're talking England, in the area around the Midlands, which is considered the home of faggots. Really? In Birmingham, England, around the Midlands, which is considered the home of faggots. Huh. Them Brits. Look at that. They have always been very popular food. With their rival, they are now being eaten all over the UK. All over the UK, the headlines, Britain eating fags. And here's the history of the faggots. I mean, faggots got history. Faggots were created as a dish that would utilize several parts of the animal, traditionally pig, including the heart, liver, and belly. The ball of ground pork originated in Western England as a cheap food for the common country folk. So the poor people eat faggots. The rich people are not eating fags. And that always seems to be the way. You know what I mean? It always seems to be the way. The rich people are not eating fags. The poor folks are. So if you're a faggot, I would not go into the hood or lower income thing. You might be a meal. And don't get offended because it's tradition in England. So if you get somebody from England come over and you go into the hood, or they may look at you and call you a tasty faggot. And it doesn't mean anything but you're a good meal. So I hope you reply back to them and say thank you very much. The pork originated in, we had a faggot in the room, one of our morning crew. He didn't know he was a fag, but I think he knew he was a fag. He was a self-loathing fag. I'm not going to mention his name, but if you're part of the morning crew, you would know it by this joke. You can have this meal, faggots, with a side order of coleslaw. It's just an inside joke for my morning crew. Coleslaw. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they know what I'm talking about. Yep. A meal of faggots with a side order of coleslaw. Thank you. The inside joke. And then we go with the thing where how dumb somebody is. Remember the old joke when you say, he is so dumb, and you say, how dumb is he? You know what I mean? So I'm not a comedian, so I just do improv kind of things. So if something hits me right away, I usually say it. Side order of coleslaw. You guys, the morning crew's laughing. They know exactly what I'm talking about. Here you go. I deserve this. There you go. Cole is so dumb. Yeah. How dumb is he? Well, Cole is so dumb that he thinks a hurricane is an old person using a cane that makes him walk faster. That's how dumb he is. So, thank you. Hurricane. He's so dumb he thinks that an old person with a cane, a hurricane makes him walk faster. That's how dumb he is. That's pretty dumb. Pretty dumb. Thank you. Try the fish. Tip the waitress. So the history of the faggots. They have a good history. And here they go. And some of you culinary people may want to try to cook a faggot. Why not? When was the last time you're cooking fags? The boiled ground pork originated in Western England as cheap food for the common folks. Faggots became a typical meal for the farmers who then worked in the mines as the industry progressed. The popularity of faggots grew during the food rationing in World War II, when it was used as an offal. I don't know what that is. Oh, as internal organs and intestines of butchered animals. Internal organs and intestines of butchered animals. That's a fag. And leftover meat was not limited, while cuts of meat were scarce. Sorry. With the resurgence of nose-to-tail eating, I wonder, is that a gay man's oral sex, nose-to-tail? Cole was so dumb that he thought a hurricane was an old person using a cane that makes him walk faster. I was just working on the delivery. Got the same response. Thank you. Tried a 3-hour show. That one was for you, Donnie. All right. The British supermarket chain began selling pre-made beef faggots in 2014, mostly the frozen kind. It was mass-produced by Mr. Brain's brand made of liver and onion and sold in a sauce. These are, however, very different from the traditional faggots as they have a smoother texture and contain more water. Huh. I kind of like the traditional faggot. That's it. So if you want the recipe of faggots, a traditional British dish, email me and I'll make sure you get it. Faggot. So, you know, that's our main story. And so people are getting upset at Matt Damon. I mean, he's getting them. And I'm sick and tired of people saying bullshit stuff. So what? And that goes with another thing. While we're still on faggots, we're not getting off of faggots. We're still on faggots. But, you see how I transitioned there from we're getting off faggots, but This is good stuff, folks. This is the free stuff. You want the good stuff? Pay me. You know how hard it is to stand up for you people. But there is more. Yes. So apparently, Elton John, I kind of alluded to it. So I guess there's a rapper called The Baby. The Baby. D-A-B-A-B-Y. The Baby. So he made a song. And Elton John got upset, and he slams The Baby. He says, I don't know if this is The Baby. Let me see. This is The Baby. Maybe you'll hear it from The Baby's own words. No, that doesn't look... I don't know. Let me see.
Who done ever been affected by AIDS / HIV?
Yeah, I think this is The Baby. Here he goes.
Baby is apologizing amid backlash over his recent derogatory comments against gay men and those with HIV and AIDS. In a new tweet, the rapper wrote, anybody who done ever been affected by
you
AIDS
are a rapper and you're gonna apologize? You little pussy.
So my apologies.
You little pussy.
But the LGBT community, I ain't tripping on y'all.
Oops. I think I just accidentally closed all the thing. So apparently this guy's a badass rapper, but now he's apologizing. He's apologizing for using a slur that offends people. What kind of credibility is that? Where is he at? Let me see. Here we go. We're not done with the facts yet. No, that's Elton John. Where's The Baby? I lost The Baby. Jesus. I lost The Baby. I had The Baby, and I lost The Baby. But he's a, you just heard part of it, what's going on with The Baby. He apologized because he made people feel uncomfortable. Bullshit. Just bullshit. Let me see. Elton John. Okay, here we go. Maybe The Baby's in here. So the music legend, here's Elton John. The music legend said HIV, misinformation, and homophobia has no place in the music industry and implored the rapper to spread compassion. Really? And I lost The Baby, so I'm... Okay, here's The Baby. Baby back. Oh, got my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back. Chili's baby back, baby. I need my. Here's The Baby. Okay, he's not speaking. What's going on here? Okay, hold on.
I said was insensitive, even though I have no intentions on offending anybody. So my apologies. He added, but the LGBT community, DaBaby is apologizing amid backlash over his recent derogatory comments against gay men and those with HIV and AIDS. In a new tweet, the rapper wrote, anybody who done ever been affected by AIDS / HIV, what I said was insensitive, even though I have no intentions on offending anybody. So my apologies. He added, but the LGBT community, I ain't tripping on y'all. Do you. Y'all business is y'all business. The apology comes as the hip-hop artist faces mounting criticism for making homophobic remarks on stage at Rolling Loud this past weekend. At one point, he told the crowd to hold up their cell phone lights if they, quote, didn't show up today with HIV, AIDS, or any of them deadly sexually transmitted diseases. Diagnoses he claimed would, quote, make you die in 2 or 3 weeks. He went on to make similarly disparaging comments about gay men, telling fans to hold their phones up if they weren't men who had oral sex in the parking lot. He later talked about the controversy in a since-deleted Instagram stories video, reportedly calling those who are HIV positive, quote, nasty, and, quote, junkies on the street. DaBaby's comments drew criticism from many, notably including Dua Lipa, who collaborated with him on her hit song Levitating. She wrote in an Instagram stories post, I'm surprised and horrified at DaBaby's comments. I really don't recognize this as the person I worked with. I know my fans know where my heart lies, and that I stand 100% with the LGBTQ community. Uh-huh. We need to come together to fight the stigma and ignorance around HIV/AIDS. Uh-huh. A UK-based HIV and sexual health charity also reacted to DaBaby's words. Terence Higgins Trust's campaigns director told the BBC, Comments like DaBaby's perpetuate HIV-related stigma and discrimination, as well as spreading misinformation about HIV. You can now live a long, healthy life with HIV, thanks to medical progress when you're diagnosed and accessing treatment.
There you go. You can't even make a comment about AIDS without the world coming down on you and HIV. Well, I'd like to tell you something, that people who are not gay get HIV too. So there's where the facts own the gayness. Don't own the gays. Don't own it. Behave yourself. So the story goes that everybody has something to say. And we can't say anything anymore. And it's bullshit. This had to stop. Now, I'm going to make the traditional dish, the faggots. I'm going to make it next week. I think it's time for all of us to taste a faggot. Hello, Ellen.
Hello.
Ellen. Joe's in the studio. Joe's in the studio.
Hello.
Now, Ellen, do you know that there's a recipe called, there is a food called the faggot?
No, I did not.
Did you want to taste a faggot?
Okay, what is it, first off?
Well, it's quite yummy. Like, you might think it's sweet, but I don't know. Here it is right here. Let me see. You know what? I'm losing. Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay. Here it is. Joe already had it. He's probably asleep right now. Faggot, a traditional British dish. A faggot is quite simply a large meatball. That's right. Faggots essentially are an old-fashioned British food and one that has sadly fallen out of favor in the recent years. Though they are seeing something of a revival, however, in Birmingham and in the areas around the Midlands, which is considered the home of faggots. The home of faggots. They have always been very popular food with their arrival. They are now eaten all over the UK. There you go. You can eat a fag if you go to Britain. I think we should go together, do an event, and let's taste some fags. Faggots were created as a dish that will utilize several parts of the animal tradition as pig, including the heart, the liver, and the belly. The ball of the pork originated in Western Europe. The popularity of faggots grew during the food rationing in World War II. So when people were hungry, they basically cooked a fag. So there you go. There you go. And how faggots are made. Well, it's the meats are then made. I didn't get to the recipe. Traditionally, faggots are made from offal, usually pork, and from the bits of the animal that are generally discarded, the heart and the liver, making faggots a cheap and nutritious dish, full of vitamins. Vitamin C? You are not hearing my joke. You know what vitamin C is. Vitamin C when you eat a faggot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
I missed my laugh track.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
The meats are then...
It's too early for
this shit. That's going to be the name of our show. It's too early for this shit. The meats are then mixed with a selection of spices and herbs. Don't get it confused with peaches and herbs, because they're not faggots. Reunited, and it feels so good. Peaches. Yeah.
Wow.
Joe said I should get an award for our show. That's nice of him.
Really? Kind of reward.
I don't know, but they should make one. I deserve it. You know what I mean? I think
uh-huh.
He saw the we had a subject. Remember last week, how to eat pussy?
Uh-huh.
I should get an award for that show.
Can you imagine if they did have Blog Talk Award show?
They should. And the winner is... And they open up the envelope. Brian the Hammer Jackson. Applause. Wait a minute. Let me get the applause because it's the closest I ever get to my award. Joe is the one who suggested it. I got 3 hours to fill, people. You try you on the radio with 3 hours. Yeah. All right, here we go. I got to give them the radio voice. Welcome to the 34th annual Blog Talk Radio.
34th annual. 34th
annual. Yeah. Yeah, see? Yeah. Yeah, you bastard. Yeah. 30 bastard. Welcome to the 34th. I have to be nasal. Welcome to the 34th annual Blog Talk Award. In a category of entertainment and shocking titles, here we are. Our first nominee, Frank and Stein. These are the duo who writes Blog Talk. Frank and Stein, they're a comedy duo. We're competing with Frank and Stein. They're great writers. There are two of them.
Okay.
And their bit was Monsters Come Home. All right. Frankenstein. Yeah. Thank you. In the same category, the number two Blog Talk person who's competing with the same award for entertainment and shocking things. Jack, the famous author, Jack the Ripper, with his favorite show, episode called Hashtag No Way, Bitch. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. And the same nominee, Brian the Hammer Jackson. There's no applause. What? What? Crickets. Nothing. Nothing. Brian Hammer Jackson with his episode of How to Eat Pussy. Yeah. And the winner is, let's have the envelope, please. Oh, my God, I didn't think this was possible. Nobody even thought of him. The winner is Pussy by Brian Jackson. Oh, my God, it's me. I won. I am so happy. As I get up from my table, I'm in a big boy table now. Yes, I'm so happy. Here you go, Mr. Jackson. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I want to thank my mother. I want to thank Jesus Christ. Without him, I couldn't have wrote this beautiful piece. I want to thank people who eat pussy. Without your support, I would not get this award. Let's hear it for the pussy eaters. I want to thank the little people. Because without that, I would not get this beautiful award from Blog Talk Radio. And I don't know who else to thank, but all I say is that I got more coming down the peak.
My.
Thank you. It goes with the pussy. You get it with the coming and the pussy. Okay, forget it. Okay, fine. But thank you for the award. And I really appreciate it. And it's about time you recognize my talents. All the time that I called you in customer service and cussed you out, I really did mean it. And I want to thank everybody who supported me through my career. And I did bring a couple of the pussies with me. Would you like to say a couple of words? Thank you, pussies. Thank you, pussies. Thank you. And that's it. I have now been officially, I did officially win the Blog Talk Radio Award for Best Entertainment and Shocking Content. I will now go because this award isn't going to pay for shit and you guys didn't give me no money. I'm going to use this award to probably hit a faggot over the head with it because it's worth nothing to me. That's my speech. Thank you, and goodbye.
Bravo, Brian. Bravo. Bravo. What a true artist. Bravo.
Wow. Wow. Look at that, Ellen. They recognize, finally recognize my talents. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Oh, I forgot to thank you. Wait a minute. Brian, yes, you need to get off the stage now. I forgot to thank Ellen. Oh, okay. I want to thank Ellen for the inspiration that she gives me each morning. The nice little encouragement talk that I receive when I say I'm going up. Really? Are you serious? Oh, shut the fuck up. But those kind words makes me more of an entertainer because I feel the rejection and the negativity, but I fight that each time. And I know she's with me. And I will look at her when my jokes don't work, and she will give me a gentle laugh each time. Cue the laugh. Thank you. Thank you very much. And good night. Mr. Jackson. Yeah, that's my acceptance.
Yeah, that's what I'll say. Brian, you big dummy.
You big dummy. And Ellen with that 595-3032. Thank you. Wow. So the traditional way to serve a faggot is with peas. Don't get it confused. When a faggot does pee, do not drink it. So don't get confused with the recipe and the person. Thank you, Ellen. That's what it says. They haven't canceled us yet. Is he still on? You know, you can imagine the complaints. He's still talking about faggot pee now. What? Remember they got mad at me? It was like 3 years ago because I made a complaint. And this really did happen. I complained because my show, I don't know what I complained at. I called them. I don't know if I had them on air or whatever. And this one you could call them. And they said, yes. They go, I said, you're shorting my show. The audio's bad, whatever. What's your name? I said, well, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson. They go, oh, okay, well, let me pull up. Oh, my. I go, oh, you found my show. This is how the conversation actually went. She goes, yes. May I help you? Yes. The audio is going in and out, and sometimes it's hanging up on my people want to come in the studio and they want to listen to the show. She actually said, they want to listen to this? Yes, they do. An actual conversation with Blog Talk Radio. She goes, well, let me check how many. She actually did this. Let me check how many listeners you have. Oh. And this is like in the beginning. She goes, well, you know that you could make more listeners if you want to. I go, well, what do you mean? Maybe if you cut out the cussing and the cursing and the controversial subjects and everything, what I do is I do karaoke. And I get 10 million people when I do karaoke. I go, you're kidding me, right? Well, maybe you stop the cursing and the controversial thing. And I said, is this going to help me get my audio back and everything? She goes, no, I'm just giving you a suggestion. I said, then fucking keep your fucking suggestions to yourself, bitch. Oh, my. This is reason why maybe your show's not acting up right and you're not getting the $10 million. I go, shove it up your karaoke ass. You are just a rude-ass person, Mr. Jackson. And I think you're on with me sometimes. For the next 3 days, the audio did not work. People were getting hung up on. Were you in the studio when that was happening? People would go, hello, Brian.
Yes, I
was. They were hanging up on them.
Yeah. Yep.
They really, bastards.
Yep.
Wow. So maybe I should cut out. I should not have shows like, but I won an award with How to Eat Pussy. So here's what you do. So the traditional way to serve faggots is with peas, commonly mushy peas, often accompanied by creamy mashed potatoes. This sounds like porn food. Come on, who are you fooling? Creamy mashed potatoes? Come on. Really? So you got to beat your fag to make them really creamy? And a good dollop of onion, gravy, classic British faggots are easy to make, as the method is similar to meatballs, but faggots need a little longer cooking time, simply because of their faggots. You can also wrap the ball of meat in the bacon instead of fat. Other meaning for faggots, the word faggot has a few different definitions. Unfortunately, the word faggot is also a derogatory term for homosexual men. Its original meaning is a bundle of sticks tied with a piece of string, which leads to the origin of the word faggot. When used in food as a meat faggot, I keep thinking of Big Meech. He's a meat faggot.
Oh, God.
As a meat faggot is a bundle of meats and offal wrapped in fat. However, sometimes faggots may be referred to as rest holes. Isn't that really close to assholes? R-I-S-S-O-L-E-S. Rest holes? Rissoles? Is that a word?
I have no idea.
Meatballs and fricadilles, which are all incorrect. None of these are made in the same way as a traditional faggot. In some parts of England, faggots are known as ducks or savory ducks. There you go. There you go. Before we get off of faggots, a golfer got in trouble with the same thing. And then we're going to get off of faggots. So, and then we got some early news, and we'll get the hell out of here early. But a golfer, are you there, Ellen? A golfer got upset. Ellen?
No, I'm here.
Okay. I'm here. Well, here's one more thing. So here's a golfer. His name is Justin. How about this? Justin Faggot. Think about that transition. You get it? Justin Faggot. Golfer Justin Thomas says gay slur in an anger after missing a short putt. I made a terrible, terrible judgment call, the former number one set up his comment, which the PGA called unacceptable. Justin Thomas expressed regret Sunday for a homophobic slur he said in anger after missing a putt in a tournament in Hawaii. The former number one captured 13 tournaments on a PGA tour. He said he was distracted in the final round by a terrible, terrible mistake he made Saturday in the third round. Thomas missed a short putt on the fourth hole and can be heard on audio feed calling himself a faggot. Uh, And here's Justin in his own words. Here's Justin. He is so sorry.
Powers, did you come here today on the golf course distracted at all after what happened yesterday?
Certainly. Golf wasn't the main thing on my mind. You know, usually being four back going into Sunday, you know, I'm thinking about one thing and one thing only, and that's trying to win the golf tournament. But obviously had a lot of other things on my mind last night. I apologized yesterday. I don't need to explain myself. I clearly screwed up. I made a terrible judgment call. But, you know, I thought a lot last night that, you know, we grow a lot as people over time. I wish that I could learn to grow a different way than the way that I chose to do it. But unfortunately, it's in the past, and there's nothing I can do about it now. And, again, it definitely was a distraction out there today. But now I just get to take time going forward and try to become better because of it.
Appreciate your time. Thanks, Jackie.
Oh, my God, are you kidding me? These pussy-ass men. Stand up and say faggot right. Thomas said he was sorry for real life.
They're yelling at him for using a word on himself.
Yeah,
really?
Mr. Putty goes, God, it's fucking gay. And then he has to apologize because the world came apart. Can you believe
please.
This shit?
You know, I mean, the kids today use that word all the time. Paul uses that all the time, and so does Aaron.
That's right.
You know, Paul will say something when he sees something that he thinks is lame. He'll say, "Oh, that's so gay." Really? Now the world.
Oh, don't even say that. You can't
I
even say that shit
word.
Anymore. Right? You can't.
Well,
even
you
say
know
that
what?
Shit anymore.
You know what? They can bite my ass. Okay, stop being so overly sensitive, you little pussy asses.
That's right.
And grow a set of balls.
That's right.
You know, I'm sorry. Well, I'm getting sick and fucking tired of how overly sensitive this world is about things.
I'm telling you. That's why I got the award. Here's a...
Yeah,
I didn't expect this, but this
handy,
is going...
Handy ass pussy wipes.
Well, I don't know if they accept that kind of talk, candy-ass pussy wipes. Actually,
no,
you could probably sell
candy.
That at Walmart.
I didn't say candy-ass. I said you little pansy-ass.
Oh, pansy-ass pussy wipes. I still think they could sell that at Walmart. Can you imagine that back in your adult thing? Oh, would you like some pussy wipes with that, sir, with the dildo? No. Thank you. I like my dildo dry. Thank you. I was going to not do this story, but it's here and I'll lose it. Here's two people who are arrested on child abuse. Listen to this.
Arrested and charged with child neglect after her 12-year-old daughter gave birth to a 24-year-old man's child.
What?
According to the...
What? A 12-year-old gave birth to this 24-year-old man. 12 years old. What? What do you think of that?
Wow.
What do you think of that? Let's see. So she, I get, wow. Let's hear more. Here we go.
And charged with child neglect after her 12-year-old daughter gave birth to a 24-year-old.
It was no child neglect. He was on her in a minute. He wasn't neglecting her 1 minute. Come here, little baby.
I'm
no child neglect. Leave her alone.
Oh, my God, Brian.
He didn't neglect her at all. He paid too much attention to her. You like my award?
Uh-huh.
Award. There we go. Thank you, Mr. Jackson. You can leave the studio now. Thank you. Thank you. Where's my... Joe even said it. I should get a Blog Talk Award. I should get my award. And it's like, I can't believe it. It's like, Ellen, I can't believe I got an award. Ellen goes, I can't believe you got an award either. I go, let's get out of here before they take it back. I know. They'll look at my account going, that's the bastard. Run, Ellen. Run. Get in the car. Ellen, get in the car. Get in the car. Okay, let's go. Get the fuck out of here. Bye. Bye. back. Yeah. Listen to this story.
Child neglect after her 12-year-old daughter gave birth to a 24-year-old man's child. According to the Tulsa Police Department and online jail records, Desiree Castaneda was taken into custody on Thursday on one count of enabling child sex abuse. The arrest comes 2 weeks after her then-pregnant daughter was brought to a local hospital by 24-year-old Juan Miranda Jara. He allegedly told authorities that he was the baby's biological father when they confronted him about the pregnancy and was arrested on July 14th while the girl was in labor at the
This genius goes to the hospital. She's 12 years old, giving birth. And this genius goes to the hospital saying he was the biological father? Really? This guy should get COVID. He should be, you know, we should use him as you know, when you do the COVID vaccination, we should use him as a vaccination tester just to see what fucked up, how fucked up is this guy? Excuse me, she's 12 years old, she's having labor. I'm the guy who banged her. That's right. I'm the daddy. Just a minute, sir. Get the police in here. It's called rape. Why is it child neglect? Why wouldn't it be called? Well, she consented. But can a 12-year-old consent? If a 12-year-old cannot consent, then it is rape. Whether she said yes or no, if she cannot consent, it's considered rape. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand that you may get a pass to some of these states that says 15, 16 years old as an age of consent, and they said yes. Okay. And if you really want to get the bastard, okay, maybe child endangerment, whatever. But a 12-year-old giving birth, that's not endangerment or neglect. That is rape, in my opinion. And this genius decides to tell the people in the hospital that he's the biological father, and they arrested his ass.
24-year-old Juan Miranda Jara. He allegedly told authorities that he was the baby's biological father when they confronted him about the pregnancy and was arrested on July 14th while the girl was in labor at the hospital. At the time, police said that Miranda Jara allegedly admitted to being in a relationship with the girl since October. The age of consent in Oklahoma is 16. Tulsa police said in a news release on Thursday.
Well, Your Honor, yes, she looked 16.
Really, sir?
Uh-huh.
She told me she was 16. Really? Her pussy felt like it was 16, and I had a lot of 16-year-olds, you know, Your Honor. That's enough out of you, sir. You're going to go to jail. What? What did I do? What did I do? This is America. I voted for Donald Trump.
That's reason enough to throw your ass in jail right there.
Exactly. 16 years old. 12 years old. Here you go.
Investigators believe Castaneda and other family members were aware of the relationship between the victim and Miranda Jara. They revealed that there were even pictures of the family throwing a baby shower for the victim and the suspect. According to authorities, an investigation is ongoing. The girl's father is currently in prison serving a 12-year sentence for first-degree rape in an unrelated case.
In an unrelated case? So the girl's father is in prison.
The baby's father must be her father's protege.
Tell me about it, right?
This is how you do it. This is how you do it.
This is how you do it. This is how you do it. Exactly. Why am I guessing that the father probably raped the girl? Was sent to prison? So therefore, the family wasn't really alarmed at what was going on. They said there's even pictures and everything for the, about this couple. So So maybe he raped her and she was then sexually active, and that's why the family didn't really, you know, think that much of? What do you think?
Probably. I wouldn't doubt it.
Oh, my God. Well, there's more to this story, this beautiful story on a Monday morning, and here we go. Let's end this story. Here we go.
According to online records, a public defender appointed to Miranda Hara entered a plea of not guilty on his behalf.
Really?
A preliminary hearing has been set for August 26th.
There you go. Only in Oklahoma. And we'll be right back.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Okay. They have court in Oklahoma on Sunday because August 22nd is a Sunday.
I don't know. In Oklahoma, they probably do. Everything goes on Oklahoma. That's what they said. He's sentenced. I don't know. Where is he at? They changed it to another thing. Yeah. Apparently they do. So there you go. And we'll be back. It's going to be a short show today. I got things I'm going to do. Ellen got things she's doing right now. You're listening to Hammer Radio Network. It's 8:30 a.m.
Yeah, I got a crazy story to tell you when you come back.
Really?
I don't know if it made national news. But this is a crazy ass story. It happened Saturday night.
Really? All right, we're going to come back and listen to that story. I'm going to go get some more coffee. And remember that song, Those Were the Days? Remember the song? Listen. Remember that?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. It's just that happy song. Doesn't it sound like a song that you would hear if you were in Auschwitz and you're marching to the oven? They would play this song?
Yeah.
Hmm? I mean, it's like a death march song. Look, it's like, get the prisoners, line them up, we're going to throw them in the oven. There's a Nazi, there's a clown. You're going to cook some faggots. What do you call it? Jewish muffins.
Once upon a time, there was a tavern where we used to
raise. Can you even hear this clear?
Yeah.
You know what's funny?
Why
do I feel like I want to do the if I was a rich man thing with my arms out? And when she starts saying those are the days, I have my arms way out and I'm snapping my fingers and I'm moving my hips when she's, whoa. And then I just want to dance around like that, you know, like the old tradition and Jewish thing where you're kicking your feet out, or the Russian thing where you have your hands crossed. And then you're kicking your feet out. That's what I feel like with this song. Doesn't it? Can you almost see it?
Uh-huh.
I got 3 hours to kill you, bastard. There you go. But I just feel like at this point, you want to lift your arms and then you're going to start snapping. You know, and you have this big fuzzy hat. And right now I'm crossing my arms and I'm going to kick my feet out to this song.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we got it. You know, now I got to do the rich man. You know, I got to do that. It's my favorite. We haven't done that in a while, right? I got it in my head because I want to take a break, but I can't do it. If I were. It sounds Jewish. I'm going to cook you in the oven like a faggot. All right, here we go. Remember this, Alan? Come on. Come on.
Many poor people. I realize, of course, it's no shame to be poor, but it's not great honor either.
How's my Jewish? could a German mistake me for a prisoner? Is it good?
Sure. Yep.
I'm going to get my other award for impersonating a Jew, and the second award for impersonating a Jew. Eugewalt. Chat, Mr. Hammer. Oh, you won't get my chicken out of me, you bastard. Here we go. It's one of the show's favorite. Here we go.
What would have been so terrible if I had the small fortune?
How's my Jews? My Jewish language getting good? My Jew good? Do you know that?
Yep.
Do you want to hear it more?
Sure.
I think you do. Okay, here we go.
If I were a rich man, all day long I bidi-bidi-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum. If I were a bitty-bitty rich idle-diddle-diddle-diddle-man, I...
What do you think? Early and too early in the morning for my Jew? What do you think? Oh.
Yep.
Is it too early in the morning to get my Jew on? What do you think?
Yep.
Let me warm up.
It is.
Let me warm up.
If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a bitty, bitty rich, idle, diddle, diddle, diddle man, I'd build a big, tall house where the rooms by the dozen. Right in the middle of the town, a fine tin roof with a real wooden floors below.
Is my Jew getting better?
Sure. Yep.
Bagels for everyone. It takes me a while to get in my Jew. I got 3 hours to kill, woman. This is entertainment. And when I do get put into when you book me again when I go on tour, this is one of the acts. I'm going to come out with a hat and with some dreadlocks. Of course, I look like a Jamaican Jew. Is he a Jamaican or a Jew? I don't know. I don't know.
Come out eating potato lockies?
Exactly. I don't know. He's smoking some weed and eating a bagel. So confusing. All right. I don't know about this man. What tickets did we buy, Martha? We were going to buy to see the faggots. got the Jewish. You got the Jew. The wrong tickets again. Put on your glasses, you bitch. All right, here we go. Here we go.
A big, tall house where the rooms by the dozen, right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof with the real wooden floors below. There would be one long staircase just going up, and one even longer coming down, and one more leading nowhere, just for show. I'd fill my yard with chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear, squawking just as noisily as they can. And each lousy geese and the coo and the will land like a trumpet on the ear.
It's hard being a Jew. Do you enjoy this? Do you want to hear more? I think you do.
Sure.
Thank you. And now, more Jew.
If to say he'll live there, well, he may. If I were a rich man, yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum. All day long, I biddy biddy bump. If I were a wealthy man, I would have a car. Yeah, but
okay, at this point, you can't see it. But when he, after this part, this is where he just puts his arms in the air and he starts shimmying his hips and everything. So at this point, since I am an improv actor, I will put down the phone and I will put my arms up and I'm going to be shimmying just like him. Thank you. So at this part, as soon as he goes, hey, he puts his arms up, and he's just moving his hips back and forth, and he's walking. At this point, I will. Here we go.
All day long, I biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I would have a car. Yabby dibby 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 dum. If I were a bitter rich, idle,
wait, that took a lot out of me.
Wife, my Goldie.
He's like a rich man's wife.
Wait a minute, I lost my mouse.
Uncle Vox.
Wait a minute, stop, stop. Shit, I can't find my mouse. Okay. Okay.
Screaming ever silent
day and night.
The most important man in town will come to fawn on me. They will ask me to advise them like a Solomon the wise. If you please, Rebbe Tavia, pardon me, Rebbe Tavia. Posing problems that would cross a rabbi's eyes. He had a need, he had a dead, he had a dead.
Oh, I never tried that one. Wow, that's a little yodel. That's a little stretch for me.
If you try that, you're going to die of a Jewish heart attack.
I think so. Jewish heart attack. Oh, boy. Yeah. I don't think I could even try that one. That's for professionals. All right. Woo.
Dreaming of a seventh day and night. The most important man in town will come to fawn on me. They will ask me to advise them like a Solomon the wise. If you please, Rebbe Tavia, pardon me, Rebbe Tavia. Posing problems that would cross a rabbi's eyes. He had a need, he had a dead, he had a dead.
I think I got it.
I'm going to try it. You know that?
Oh, God.
I think it comes from your balls. I haven't tried that. Let me see. I'm really down deep with my training from Juilliard, not the one in New York. A guy down the street named Julie, and we were doing acting lessons in his yard.
Juilliard. Okay, it has
Juilliard.
Juilliard.
That's
music,
right,
Brian. Not acting.
Juilliard.
Music.
All right. Oh, okay. Well, it's our training in his yard. He wanted to make a play.
I can tell among the wise, if you please, Revitavia. Pardon me, Revitavia. Posing problems that would cross a rabbi's eyes. He had a need,
I think I broke a testicle. I had to reach really deep. When I was in Juilliard, pervert, he grabbed me by my testicles. You need to breathe from here. And, okay, I'm breathing. Let go now. You're not breathing enough. I'm hyperventilating you, fuck it. This is Juilliard's. I'm going to go to my yard. I went to his house, and I am an accomplished actor. I could roast a faggot in a minute.
Juilliard is a music school, Brian, not an acting school.
Now you tell me. You live next door. Now you tell me. All this time I thought I was a singer. Wait a minute. Or am I an actor? I don't know what I am. He confused me so much. The way he touched me. I've never been touched that way.
Oh, God.
First it tickled. And I'm going to tell you the experience because we are dealing with a sensitive subject. You know what I mean? You know, touching. Ellen.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you what happened in Juilliard. Not the school in New York. My neighbor's yard, Juilliard. And I'm calling from my heart for those of you who've been touched. Because when I realized...
Half the world.
I know. I know. More than half.
Well, Brian, what kind of touching are you talking about?
Oh, you know the touching.
You
had a little lovey-dovey there going on. You know what I'm talking about. He told me to reach deep, and he did. It's all that lovey-dovey. But I'm going to tell you what happened to me, because it was a sexual assault. Because when I realized, at first, I was afraid, I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without him by my side.
Oh, my God.
He was my teacher. He was my teacher. But then I spent so many nights thinking how he done me wrong. I grew strong. And I learned how to get along. It was a terrible thing that night. He came through my window. Not lovey-dovey. It was the middle of the night.
Your,
it was hard to come.
Had your women. Had your kids. Because
he raped right everybody. He came through my window. Exactly. I remember the night he came through the window. It was a small window. It took him a while to get in.
Why? Was he a fat ass?
He was a fat ass. Could you help me, Brian? Oh, and so you're back from outer space. Because I was wearing my favorite pajamas. Where's Waldo?
Damn, what, is he an alien?
Well, he was.
because he came through the window. I was on the second floor, and I was wearing my Waldo pajamas. Where's Waldo? And I was using my crotch. I just came in here and found you with that look upon your face. It was like he's wanting me. More lessons, Bri. Adi-da-da. I should have stayed. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key.
Lay some of that waffles on me.
What? What did you say? What?
Lay some of that waffles on me.
Waffles. Oh yeah.
Waffles.
Waffles. If I had known, or just 1 second, you'd be back to bother me. Go now, go. That's right. Walk out the door. I'm from Juilliard. I've been Juilliard training. That's right. Just turn around now, because you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with your good finger? I mean, goodbyes. You think I crumble? You think I'll lay down and die? Oh, no, not I. I will survive. Oh, as long as I know how to love, I will always stay alive. I got all my love to give. I got all my life to live, and I'll survive. I will survive. Hey, hey. That's what I told him. That's what I told him. It took all the strength I had not to fall apart that night, Ellen. I kept trying to was kind of hard to mend the pieces of my broken heart. He gave me the finger right at my bottom. Up at my bum bum.
Oh,
gave me the finger. They said put a ring on it, and I put a brown ring on it. What I did. And you see me, I'm somebody new. I'm not that chained up little person still in love with you. I loved him, Ellen. I did. I loved Juilliard's. There's good memory in Juilliard's. We had some fun time. We filled a fort. We cooked a couple of faggots.
You filled a fort.
That's right. So go on, I'll go.
Walk
so
out the door.
That's right. You were there. Go on, turn around now. You ain't welcome anymore. Look at that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ellen, you know the story. You know the story.
No, I wasn't there. I wasn't in Juilliard.
You know the story. You know the story. You were not.
Juilliard.
You didn't go to Juilliard? Only
nope.
Good actors go to Juilliard.
It's
come on now.
It's not an acting school, Brian. It's a music school.
Now you tell me. Such a fag. I just don't know why. And that's my life and how I went to Juilliard. All right. And we're going to end the show right here. I want to thank the people coming in, and they checked out right away when they heard my singing. Thank you. It was like six people came in and go, oh, no. Yeah.
Don't you want to hear this story?
Yeah, I do. I do. Tell me the story. Wait. Let me get a cup of coffee because I can sit back and I want to listen to your story. So give me a minute. So we'll be right back with this great award-winning show. We'll be right back. Oh, there's a story called Peter the Horny Dolphin. I don't know why that's in my studio. We'll be right back. Seriously, I don't know what that is. Peter the Horny Dolphin. I don't know what that is. All right, we'll be right back. One more.
Mr. King is here at 319-527-6099.
There you go. Ellen? I'm going to mute Ellen because I think she's talking. Are you talking, Ellen?
No, Ellen. The kids are in here messing with the dogs.
Okay. I think, is this Mr. King? Is this Mr. King of Kings, your Royal Highness?
Hey, what's going on, Brian? What's going on?
What's going on? Well, King, you saw the title of our show, The Faggots Are Upset with Matt Damian. You know?
Yeah.
And we had to talk about this rapper. His name is DaBaby. And apparently he made some slurs, homophobic slurs. So now he's apologizing to the gay people, saying, I am so sorry I should ever have said it. I must die in hell. I'm saying, you know what? You can't even joke anymore. And the last thing we need is our rapper censoring themselves because they're going to offend someone. You know what I'm saying? This is ridiculous. So that's what we're talking about, basically censor things. And there's another story that's out.
Now everybody wants
to
call.
Yeah, Brian, don't forget.
Right.
I have to share my story too.
Okay, let me hear your story.
Okay, this happened Saturday night. Okay, and it was here in Louisiana, and the story goes: witnesses, traffic was stopped on the Bonnie Carey Spillway by a crash. Then the shooting started. One Facebook post from a woman who says she was trapped on the 10-mile stretch of elevated highway asked people to pray for people trapped by the gunfire. St. John the Baptist Parish, Louisiana. Several people were injured in a chaotic scene on the Bonnie Carey Spillway late Saturday night when gunfire broke out while cars were stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic behind a crash. The multiple incidents shut down all traffic on the I-10 West near the off-ramp on I-310 South, according to a spokesman with the Louisiana State Police. And what had happened was, what we found out later was this car, the one who started it all, the guy was coming from his wedding, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And his bride, and I guess his bride's, his best man, were in the car with him. And the stupid bitch and his friend told him that they were having an affair. The guy off. And
she was in a car, and she told the guy she was having an affair while he was driving?
See, her and the guy that started the whole thing had just gotten married.
Right.
They were coming back from their wedding.
Okay, they're coming back from their wedding. That's the wrong time to tell him that you're having an affair, but go ahead.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You know, why the fuck did he marry this woman if he found out that they were having an affair, and then he crashed into somebody, started this whole chain reaction of cars, and then he got out and decided that he was going to shoot his best man and the bride, which he didn't kill him or anything, you know, and he was arrested.
One hell of a wedding day. And now the best man is busy fucking her while her husband is behind bars.
Yep.
Please tell me they weren't black.
They were.
Oh, man. You know, I have that's a hard one. I have another story here. Ellen, you're not going to believe this. This was 14 hours ago. Headline says, creep followed 17-year-old jogger, put his hand in his pants, knocked her out before fleeing police. Now, this is a very talented guy, I might add. You're not going to believe it. It's just as shocking as your story. Very talented guy because he did it while his hand was in his pants. Cops are looking. They're looking for the man. Cops are looking for a man who allegedly creeped on a 17-year-old girl and put his hands in his pants before knocking her out. I mean, think about that.
Okay.
Ooh. And then she goes, what? And he knocked her out. Now, that is some fetish. That's one hell of a fetish.
Yep.
The incident happened in Culver City, California, which is only a half an hour away from me. The cop responded at approximately 10 a.m. on a Friday.
According to the officers, the girl was just jogging north on a bike path alongside of National Boulevard. The suspect seemed to be intently watching her. Okay. While one of his hands was in his pants, so he's watching her, and he's doing the penis dance in his pants. You know what I mean? Because he's happy. Sing along with me if you're happy. So that's what he's doing while he's watching her. Possibly committing a lewd act, cops wrote. Possibly? I don't know. Maybe he had an itch. I don't know. The victim became scared. I would too. And attempted to run away when she was hit in the head with an unknown object, probably his penis. Come here.
That's a long-ass penis if he can hit her in the head.
Come here, you. Boom. Sometimes a penis is very heavy. People don't realize how heavy a penis is, especially if you got a lot of load there. We continue. The victim felt.
Brian won an award for this show.
I should. the second category. Ooh, we may get another award, Ellen. Shh. The Blog Talk Award Show. The second category is the most disgusting piece of shit bastard on the air today. Ooh, we're in the running. Dang.
We came back? I thought we ran away after you called everybody faggots.
We came back. It was another. I didn't know they had a different category because they called us on the phone. Come on back. You might get this award. Okay. And the nominations are Charles Manson and his musical group, The Mansonettes.
Oh, God. Freddy Krueger.
Yeah. The second nomination is Freddy Krueger and his spot on Dreams.
Michael Myers. And how to use a chainsaw correctly.
Yeah. No, that's Jason. That's Jason with the chainsaw. What did Michael have? No, Michael had the knife.
No, in Halloween Kills, he got hold of a chainsaw from the fireman.
Really?
You didn't see the trailer?
No, I didn't see that one. And the third nominee is Brian Jackson's penis in his pants. May I get the envelope? May I get the envelope? All right, here we go. Hey, Ellen, we may win this one. Here, hold my hand. Ew! No! And the winner is... Brian the Hammer Jackson and penis in his pants. Oh, my God. He's the second winner. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Jason and Michael and Freddie are all pissed off at you.
It's like, suck it, Michael Myers. I'm giving my speech.
Yeah. In your dreams, Freddie boy.
Yes. In your dreams, Freddie. I won. I'm the most horrible people of horror in the world. Thank you. I'm on top of the world, Ma. Okay.
Yeah,
here we
you
go.
Guys thought you were the worst. And you guys thought exactly. You were the worst. And you were serial killers.
Yeah. I spit on you, you pussies. Now I'm getting my speech. First of all, I want to thank Jesus for this award.
Oh, God. Jesus is saying I didn't have anything to do with this.
My Lord and Savior. Without the Lord Jesus, I would never be able to write this beautiful stuff in creation.
Yeah,
I want to thank my mom for catching me.
Exactly.
I want to thank my mom for catching me with my hand in my pants for all these years. Thank you, Ma. You're welcome, baby. I want to thank. I have a few words.
Like, isn't your mom dead? Where did that come from?
Hey, she's there in spirit. Listen to you. You're no spiritual self. Hey, don't mess my reward. Mom's listening. Just because she's dead doesn't mean she didn't show up. What's wrong with you? And now, a few words from my executive producer, Ellen, what she has wrote, my hand in my pants. Take it, Ellen. You got 30 seconds before the song comes on.
Yeah, that's all I can say.
That's all you can say is yeah. Thank you. Oh, my God, they're playing us off. The music is starting. I want to thank everybody. Thank you so much for this beautiful award. And there'll be more to come. Thank you. We're out of here, Ellen. Let's get the hell out of here. Is there any money with this? Fuck you guys. Bye, faggots. All right, we got another award. Wait till they. I think this show should be. They're going to delete this show. Anyway, going back to. And I'm going to sound like that creepy guy on Deadline. Going back to whatever this is, we're going back. According to the officers, the girl was jogging north in a bike pack. The subject seemed to be intently watching her. One of his hands was down his pants, possibly committing a lewd act. Possibly, but we don't know.
Possibly.
The
reason why his hand would be down his pants is if he had fleas and he was scratching.
He could have been scratching. He could have been on crystal meth. Instead of scratching his face, he scratched his balls. Who knows his reaction on this is? But here's what happened. So the victim fell to the ground and momentarily lost consciousness. The victim regained consciousness and saw the suspect right away north on National Boulevard. The girl was taken to a local hospital and treated for a non-life-threatening injury to her head. Now, police want to catch this man responsible. They describe him as a Hispanic man with short black hair, a thin build, wearing black sweatshirts and a camouflage sweatpants, and an enormous penis. Anyone with information related to Penis Man has to contact Culver City Police Department and public information. There you go. So if you see an Hispanic with a large penis, it may be the jack-off killer. Officers consider this as an isolated incident, but treat it as a reminder for runners to keep an eye on their surroundings, according to the policeman. Stay vigilant. Know your surroundings no matter what time of day that you're jogging, and just keep a phone with them while they're jogging. Just okay, I don't understand why would he have to knock her out? I mean, he's jacking off in his little pants, and then boom, he knocks her out, I mean, with an object. And nobody saw this? I have no idea. Well, that's what happened in California. So that's it. People were getting... Oh, here's another one, another entertainment news. And I like this one. Now, everybody knows who Amber Heard is. I don't like her, but you shouldn't hold that against her. She was in Aquaman, and she's doing Aquaman 2, but also you know him from Johnny Depp's girlfriend, who's a psycho.
Yeah.
Well, the producers are staying by her, and it's a lot of people, and I think they're Johnny Depp fans or mad at her, but the producers are saying, I am not buckling to this fan bullshit, and he's staying by his actress. An Aquaman 2 producer told Deadline the team didn't react to fan pressure to fire Amber Heard. A petition calling to replace Heard as mayor received more than 1.8 million signatures. 1.8 million signatures to replace it. Now, when do the audience get to tell you who they cast? Either you go to the movie or you don't go to the movie. But this is getting really bad where we don't approve of her. So unless you recast somebody else, you're not making a movie, motherfucker. You know, when are we – now we're getting into who you're going to tell us who to cast in a movie. They did the same thing with my favorite movie. It was a Disney movie, you know, help me out, Ellen. It was a series that came out with Yoda, Baby Yoda. I forgot
what,
the name of the series. Thank you. Yeah, The Mandalorian. Now, the actress who played in The Mandalorian, she was kick-ass beautiful. She was great. But she got in trouble because she made a comment about gays. And they were going to boycott the Mandalorian because they didn't like her, and they protested her because she made a comment about gays.
Oh.
It's the same thing. So we can't let the gay people get away with this. Shut the fuck up, gay people. Shut up. Little Twinkies. Shut up. A petition calling to replace her, more than 1.8 million. When asked about the outcry, Peter Safran said, "You got to do what you feel is best for the movie." You're damn right. Peter said, as a producer for Aquaman and The Lost Kingdom, said fan pressure had little impact on the decision whether to keep Amber Heard in the franchise. I don't think that we're ever going to react to, honestly, to just pure fan pressure, said the producer. Because you know you got to do what you feel is best for the movie. He continued, "We felt that if James Wan and Jason Momoa, it should be Amber Heard, and that's really what it was." Well, last year, the petition calling for Heard's removal from the Aquaman sequel circulated online after her ex-husband, Johnny Depp, was asked to resign from Warner Brothers' franchise, The Fantastic Beasts. Depp said he was asked this after losing his libel case against The Sun newspaper over the publication claims that Depp was a wife beater. And you know what? Johnny Depp is a good actor. If he was a wife beater, let me ask you, if he was a wife beater, would you still watch his movie?
Yeah.
I would too. I would too. It had nothing to do. You know, when they write a movie, it's not his words. It's not who he is. It's the character. So they got rid of him with public pressure, and so they're trying to get rid of her. You see what's happening? And they shouldn't have got rid of Johnny Depp because now at least a president of fans saying, "I don't want this person in the movie. I don't want that." Here's another topic, and we'll leave. Louisiana man murdered grandma, and he stabbed his mom. Well, there you go.
Yeah,
there's
I
the
saw
headline.
That.
Did you see it? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I can't get the thing because it's a big thing over this. Did you hear this? I can't read the story. What happened? Because they want me to do this cookie thing. This website uses cookies and everything. So if I hit the okay, well, I hit the okay. Fuck you. Now I have to get rid of it. Louisiana man murdered grandma. He stabbed mom and shot three strangers during a crime spree, ending in a shootout with police. That's a badass dude. A Louisiana man on Sunday killed his grandmother and stabbed his mother before shooting multiple people on a crime spree that only ended after law enforcement officers shot him several times. Wow. According to the news release, you know, you just don't kill grandma. I mean, grandma's kind of sacred. Grandma, if you kill grandma, you need to be taken out. There is no jail time. There's no nothing. There's no chair. You need to be taken out. Because if you kill grandma, you are the worst person on earth. You are. You hear that, grandkids? You don't kill grandma. Stabbing mom. I understand stabbing mom. I mean, I'll give you a pass on that. But don't mess with grandma. Don't mess
really?
With grandma. Yeah, I understand that. Some of you moms are bitches. Fuck up children. According to the news release, the East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office received a call approximately 9 a.m. about a violent domestic incident during which a 28-year-old man, almost 30, so how old is grandma? Grandma has to be, oh my God, she's 80 years old. Really? About a violent domestic incident during which a 28-year-old Aaron, his name is Aaron, never name your kids Aaron. That's like a serial killer name, Aaron. It's like, oh, my God. You know, you could pull in these people that you know what you do, that the lineup, and that person go, okay, Aaron, number two, come forward. She did it. He did it, too. So Aaron allegedly stabbed his mother and his grandmother in their Baton Rouge home. His grandmother, identified as a 79-year-old Diane Gafford, died from her injuries while his mother was hospitalized and expected to recover. The sheriff said that after the stabbings, Morgan then fled to a nearby Highland Marketplace shopping center where he stole a car, shooting three strangers in the process. The shooting occurred just outside an urgent care facility where medical staffers were able to treat the victims until the ambulance arrived. According to authorities, Morgan left the scene in a stolen vehicle but was spotted driving by deputies a short time later, leading to a brief car chase and ended in Metairie, Louisiana.
Wow. Okay.
And
that's where
so
I live.
It's, right.
Damn, he drove an hour and a half. Because Baton Rouge is like an hour and a half away from here.
Right. Aaron, who supposedly worked at a chicken place, takeout place, approximately on Saturday. Where does your daughter work at?
She works at Raising Cane's, and she was at work. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. And what's her name? All right. Just saying. Aaron eventually ditched the stolen vehicle on the corner of Jefferson and Blue Bonnet and attempted to evade the deputies on foot.
Where did he dump the car?
At Jefferson and Blue Bonnet.
Okay. Okay, that's not
Hello,
that far from
Latia.
Me.
Not far from you at all. Hello, Latia.
Nope.
Hey.
Hey, girl. How was your weekend?
No, fine. You know, that those streets are like a couple blocks away from me.
It was a couple blocks away from me. And your daughter's name is Aaron. But it happened to be a guy named Aaron Morgan. So, no relations. Look at Latia. So, Latia, did you have a good weekend?
It was all right.
It was all right. What did you do?
What I did, y'all. I stayed home Saturday, went to church Sunday. Wait, I lied. Okay. I went and got stuff for the kids Friday. Stayed home Saturday. What did I do Saturday? But then I think we went somewhere Saturday after the fact. Mm-hmm. Went to church Sunday. Got mad Sunday. Then I'm here Monday.
I like your song in the background. I like your song.
Oh, yeah. They
the kids like it?
Super simple. This is my everyday mind.
Oh, remember that song, Ellen, when you were a kid? If you're happy and you know what crap you'll have.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Yeah.
Yep.
I singing it too.
Oh, I remember that. I remember this guy next door used to sing it to me when I was 7. If you're happy and you know it, touch my penis.
Oh, God.
Nice guy. Nice guy. Well, here's the sound of... Huh?
I said it was fine overall. I just hate...
Well, you know... I had to come down there, Latia. I had to come down there and take you out for a...
Latoya? You have to call her Latoya.
I know, I kept calling her Latoya. I know, I caught myself. Now, Latia... Knowing my personality and how suave I am, Rico Suave, what kind of date do you think
Rico
I would take you out on? How would that end? I'm saying to you, I'm calling over your house, girl. You can get in. I'm going to be driving a Lincoln Continental.
Hold on, Brian. I bet you, King might know, but I bet you Latia is too young to know who Rico Suave is.
Oh, she knows who Rico.
Yeah,
who? Right. Well, I'm going to be driving over your house.
Who is that?
Oh, really? Okay. Well, how about if I drive over your house with a Lincoln Continental with a diamond in the back, sunroof top, you know, digging the scene to be gangsta lean. You know what I mean? I'll come over there in my Lincoln. Now, knowing my personality, Latia, what kind of date you think we're going to go on?
Probably go eat some pizza somewhere.
Pizza?
Yep.
No. Girl, I'm taking you on the town. I mean, we're going to do the town. I'm not going to no pizza. We're going to McDonald's.
McDonald's? Oh, my gosh. She'd be better off with pizza.
I know she would be. She'd be better off with pizza.
A little bit healthier.
Yeah. No. We're going to a steakhouse. That's right. You can order anything you want in the menu on the left side where it says entree. I speak French.
Entree? Brian, do you know what an entree is?
No.
That's the main course, dipshit.
Oh. All right. You can have it. And Latia, after we eat, we go to my place. You know what I'm saying?
You just said you're going to come to me.
Huh?
And your place is not, you just said you're going to come to me. How are you going to have a place where I'm at?
I live next door. I live next door to where we're going to eat. And then after that, I sweep you in my car, and then I park across the street, and we go home. So, because I live next door to the food.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that's right. Lord, will have nothing to do with what I have planned for you.
The Lord says, I ain't no part of this.
Yeah, the Lord goes, I'll check it out. You can call me if you want to. I ain't answering.
Don't try to call my dad either, because he ain't helping me either.
Yeah. You should have known better. You went to church last week. Told you. His first clue was his address was 666 Main Street. You should have known. All right. Latia, do you think you would have a good time dating me? What do you think?
You think I would have a good time doing what?
Dating me, going out with me, having a good time.
Dating you or just going out with you?
Okay, that's true. Would you have a good time if we do a booty fuck one night?
What?
Huh? I'm thinking it's the same thing as dating. What?
Oh,
abort! Abort! I'm running away from this. Oh, God. Bye. You know I'm an award winner.
Jesus, you is a mess, honey.
I know. I'm a messy man. I'm a naughty, messy man.
What?
You go out with messy men? I'm very messy.
Who, me?
Yes.
I am going to Baltimore, Maryland.
What?
Oh, my brother asked me where I'm going.
My relatives are from Baltimore.
You said, yo, who is from Baltimore?
My cousins and my grandma is from Baltimore.
They from Maryland?
Yes.
That's what's up.
That's right. I'll take you to Maryland and get some. You ever have Maryland crabs? They got the best in the world. Have you ever had that?
No,
yeah,
but I hope
crabs.
So. I have some crabs.
The blue crabs.
Yeah. And if you don't like Maryland crabs, you can have Brian's crabs. I got them.
Oh, my God. Brian's crabs.
Latia, anyway, I would treat you like a queen, like a queen bed. I'll lay on you. You would have the most magnificent time with me. that you ever had in your life. We will hold hands and run through the daisies, run from the cops. We'll do a lot of fun stuff.
I might beat you in running.
Oh, really? Run, 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 my little bunny. Yeah. I might like that. I might like that. Let's go to the woods after, so we make a picnic. No woods? You don't like the woods?
You try to come pick your people in the woods.
You don't trust me in the woods? Come on. It's me. It's romantic with the full moon.
The woods, especially if I don't know the woods. Why do you want to go through the woods when Jesse wants to take you frog hunting all the time?
Exactly. Can you imagine Latia's mom? So where are you taking my daughter? To the woods. What?
She can't go. I'll be like, Mama, I ain't going anyway, girl.
The woods are not a good first date.
Girl, why are you doing that? This is, oh my Jesus. Y'all ever had a baby that done ate something and they got all their food on their hands and then they see you doing something with clean clothes and just want to rub their hands on the clean clothes?
This is why I wear a condom. Here you go.
You're supposed to wear this, you big head.
This, we're going to finish it with this happy story. This came on the thing an hour ago. Here we go. Texas woman accused of murdering her husband is captured after allegedly fleeing to Mexico. The month-long search for accused killer Clara has ended in Mexico, where the 29-year-old Texas woman was arrested on Friday for murdering her 24-year-old husband. Wow.
She had to do it like that.
Right. She shot her husband in the face with a shotgun.
Damn.
Interesting. Yeah. Wow. The body was found inside the home on May 6th after relatives called police to request a welfare check. Why did he need a welfare check? Was he disabled? There you go. She's been charged with a felony, murdering, and tampering with evidence. There she goes. Why do people just need to kill people? Why can't you just divorce them? You know what I mean? Just leave. Why do you need to kill people?
Because
just leave.
She's been mad for so many years. So she had to let him feel it. That's just like that lady killed her husband with scorching hot water that was raping her husband. Oh, my God. Well, raping her daughter, my bad. Officer raping her husband. But, yeah, she killed him with scorching hot water because he was raping their daughter for years. Oh, I would have.
Wow.
You would have been dead. Like, you
exactly.
Mine.
I mean... Damn. Now, Latia, let's say I had money, and I'm worth more dead than I... we'll just say it because I don't.
Okay, so you just broke.
Yeah, I'm worse than broke. I can't even afford broke. I got to make money to be broke. That's how broke I am. I live in a box. But let's just say I'm worth more money dead than I am alive. Would you kill me?
Nope. I ain't that stupid.
All right. Would you sleep with me?
What?
Yeah? Go ahead and admit it. Go ahead and admit it. We all do.
Move your dirty hands, girl.
I am not a dirty man. That's an allegation. Oh, my God. A little flirting, I become a dirty man. Just a little flirting. How sensitive is this? Huh?
She's still trying to dirty up these clothes.
Oh, you're talking about the clothes. I thought you were calling me the dirty old man. Talking about the clothes. Woo! I dodged that bullet off.
I told her to move her dirty hands. Why are you still trying to touch, Azalea? Go get your juice. Go be great.
Wow. Yeah, that's why I pull out. I use the pull-out technique.
What you trying to say? What you trying to say, man?
Nothing.
What you trying to say?
my God. Are you talking to me or the baby? Because I feel like I'm in trouble, too.
I'm talking
I'm going
to
go sit myself in the corner.
What's he trying to say?
I don't know.
I am a
nothing.
Good mom.
Yes, you Mama. Are. Uh-oh. Help
what?
Me, Ellen. What did I come into? Well, I think I'm gonna leave. I think I'm gonna leave this date now very quietly.
Help me! Help me! Help me! I want help! I want help! Help! Help!
Life
wow. We'll
okay,
be on a show tomorrow, which is Tuesday. We have a guest tomorrow, which is Tuesday. I don't know who it is because I actually deleted the form. Whatever. But we will be talking about more topics. And don't forget to look at, and I did tape myself three times, so don't forget to look at my series called What's on Brian's Mind. It's videotaped. And let me give you a it's true. And let me give you a preview of what's on the tape. First of all, you see my gorgeous legs because I am working out at the time, and I'm talking as I'm working out. You may see my magnificent, amazing ass. So then I put down the camera or the phone, and then I sit down, and I said, what's on Brian's mind? And then I tell you what's on my mind. So there I am in all my glory. You may even see a man cheeky. You might see a band tit. I got to put a little sex in there, a little sizzle. Because I did spray my white T-shirt with some water so you can see the areas of man titties. So there's three of them. There's three of them that I shot that's on video, and you can see it anytime you want to. Give me a comment, leave a comment, and be a fan. Latia, you are beautiful. And you have good sense to not to go out with me. You deserve better. But if you ever begin to slum, I'm always here for you.
What are you talking to me?
You know what I mean? Huh?
You talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Saying you're smart
you're
and you're
so
pretty.
Sweet.
Yeah, well, I am sweet. You know what I mean? Like I said, the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice, girl. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, I heard that.
Yeah, you heard that. Mm-hmm.
They used to say that in movies. Give me my hot pocket.
Yes. Yes.
So I got a question.
Yeah, you got a question? Go ahead.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is what I'm trying to understand, right? So this is my first time ever in my life flying. So this is my first time flying. So I have
really?
A suitcase, right?
You never been in a plane before? Never?
No, and I don't have a clue of the luggages, right?
Really?
So I have a suitcase, and I'm trying to understand these people. They said it's either going to be a carry-on or a check bag. So I was like, okay, which one is it going to be? Let me know. So I don't know if he was, So he had, he understand what I was saying. I'm like, look. I have a suitcase. It's not big. It's not really a large suitcase. It's like a medium-sized suitcase. He's like, oh, baby, it's going to have to be a check bag. I said, you just said it's going to be a carry-on bag. Which one is going to be? So he was like, well, you just going to have to ask him when you get to the airport. I'm like, look, I don't know where to go in the airport. This is my first time. I'm still telling him this is my first time.
Right.
So he was like, if I have a duffel bag, that could be a carry-on bag. So
It depends on how big that duffel bag is. I mean, there's you know, you see the Army duffel bag. I mean, those are huge-ass duffel bags, and they're still considered duffel bag. Those will be, you have to check those in. Then you have your standard, you know, like you're going out, when you're working out, kind of duffel bag, you know, kind of medium. That could be a carry-on. Because what you need to do, see, over in the plane, there's an overhead. That's where you put your bag. They need to fit in the overhead compartment. And that overhead compartment has horizontally, I think, maybe 14 inches from the top, from the bottom, maybe. So it has to be small enough to fit over your head. Okay, you ever, they used to have this on a Greyhound bus at one time. I think they don't do it anymore. Okay, here it is. If you can fit your bag underneath your seat, it's a carry-on. If the bag is too big to be underneath the seat and it sticks out, then you need to check it. So we can go with that. So you can go. You can use that kind of. Would you agree? Would you agree, Ellen? That's usually about the. Because my carry bag, I'll take it over the overhead and put it under my seat. So if it's too big to fit under a seat, meaning that, you know, the other person's not going to stick out to the other side, if it fits there, that's a carry-on. If it's too big, then that's a
check bag.
It
has to be checked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what airlines are you going on? What airlines are you flying on?
Her ugly self got me Spirit.
Oh, Spirit?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know they were still working.
I didn't even know anything about these people.
Right. Okay. Well, how long is your flight? Were you going from where to where? Georgia to Baltimore?
Baltimore, Maryland.
What is that? Maybe a 2.5 hour flight? I don't know.
On the ticket, it says 1 hour and 52 minutes.
Oh, that's nothing. That's nothing. Yeah. So that's the measurements I would do. If it could fit under your seat properly without sticking out to the other side, then that's a carry-on. If it's too big for that, then you need to check it. A lot of these airlines will give you one bag free, meaning you can check your bag. And so I don't know if Spirit does that, but normally they do.
Yeah,
now, here's how you do it.
That my son, because it's only me and Amir has a ticket. My daughter, they said she's a seat baby, whatever you want to call it. She can sit on my lap or whatever. So,
really?
I thought she was supposed to have one too, but I guess not. So, me and Amir has a personal item bag, whatever you want to call it. So he was like, Amir, duffel bag is free. So I'm like, okay. Because I was going to take my suitcase because, you know, you can fit more stuff in it. So I went and got me a duffel bag too because I'm like, I don't have to pay to get my suitcase checked. Then I don't have to.
Right. Here's what I would do. First of all, there's some rules you got to know. First of all, you have to wear your mask. I don't care what airport it is. You will have to wear your mask inside. And then when you get to the airport, you want to go right to, they have a customer service desk where you can ask all the questions. You want to get there at least 2 hours before you board your plane. You don't want to get there right away. And usually they will board you a half an hour before the plane takes off. So if your plane is taking off at 2 o'clock, they will board you at 1:30, you're on the plane now, waiting to take off.
Another thing that she needs to check.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that she needs to check, Latia, what kind of ID do you have?
I have a Georgia ID.
No, I'm saying, do you have the real ID?
Yeah, I have the hard copy.
No, what? Okay, the real ID.
Well, in California, I know what you're saying, Ellen. In California, they delayed it. So I think they delayed it where she is, too. I think the federal people delayed it for another year.
I don't know, but she better check on it just to make sure because we had to have it
did.
Already.
She
it
was talking.
Matter.
Oh, okay. Explain to her what you were talking. I think in California, it's a year. Another year, you would have to go to DMV, and it's like they get your ID, your California driver. I mean, your driver's license or ID. And it has to be an international ID, meaning that I think it's going to be another year, I think, meaning that you cannot travel unless you have – that ID is going to be like a passport, will allow you to travel the state to state. But I don't think they implemented it yet. I think she can still go with her ID. They would have told her. They would have told her, and you could check on it. But go ahead, Ellen. I'm going to just grab something. Go ahead and take her through to the airport and what you need
to do
and everything.
Yeah, I'm checking to make sure she doesn't need it.
I'll be right back. She's checking for you. And if you have any more questions, Latia, ask Ellen. I'll be right back. I'm just going to make one more cup of coffee. But Ellen, talk to her while you're taking it so you don't have dead air.
Well, I mean, King, are you here too? Yeah, so let me check
on
this.
King's not here.
Latia.
King's not here.
Oh, okay. Latia, do you have anything else that you want to add, that you want to know while I'm checking on this?
What else I was going to say? So I was trying to, like, get him to understand, like, you know, this is my first time. I never did this before. So he was like, if I wanted my suitcase to be on, you know, it, like, you know, I have to pay for it. So I was like, that's no problem. But he kept saying, you know, if my son and me have a duffel bag, you know, they could get off for free. So I'm like, instead of paying for my suitcase, why not get a duffel bag and just, you know, do it like that? And then just have my purse as a one of those little personal, whatever they say, little personal items. But I was also telling him that my daughter, she drinks out of a bottle, and, you know, she's going to need her milk or whatever. He was like, oh, that's no problem. I'm like, okay, because I don't want it to be a problem. Then I'm like, you know, why I got this on and things, because I don't know anything about flying. So
yeah,
my plane leaves at 9:20 p.m., so I was going to try to go at least at 7 or 6 o'clock so I can find it and, you know, and know where to go.
Yeah, getting there early, you know, like Brian said, it's a good thing, especially if this is your first time flying. That way you'll be able to, you know where you have to go and everything.
Yeah. So I was thinking about leaving at 5 or 7.
Yeah, so, yeah, and the real ID, you don't need that until, you know, for 2 years. So, but
okay.
In 2 years, you're going to have to go get your ID or your driver's license upgraded to the real ID, because not only will you not be able to travel from state to state, but you won't be able to get into any federal buildings in your state.
Okay, so yeah, after 2 years, yeah, I'm gonna definitely do that.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I mean, if your ID expires before 2023, you can always ask them to upgrade your ID or your driver's license to the real ID. So, and they'll do it. You can get it any time, but by 2023, everybody in Georgia will need to have it.
Okay.
So. So is that as for the liquid thing, you can only have, you know, the small travel size bottles. But
right.
Anything bigger than like 6 or 8 ounces, you have to check your bags underneath the plane.
Right.
So
she's only going for an hour and a half, so she doesn't have to worry about it. But I usually get a bottle of water at the airport and take with me. They should give you, an hour and a half, I don't think they're going to serve you the drinks. They won't do it. I think the flight is minimum 2 hours. And get some pretzels. Get them, especially if you have your daughter.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, make sure the kids have, you know, like your son, he has snacks that you can give them to keep them occupied, and give them something to keep them occupied, because
what
kids get restless and people...
I was thinking about getting him some muffins, a Rice Krispie treat, and I want to know what's appropriate that I could bring on.
Right.
Well, you can bring him a coloring book and crayons if he knows how to do that.
Oh, sure. You know what I do. You know what I do, Latia? I would use your phone. I would use your phone, and. I never had flown on Spirit, but a lot of airlines now have their own channels. They have movies and everything for free. You would have, and you can ask the stewardess. You'll see it right there. Says you can now look at it. You look at your phone, and it'll have on your Wi-Fi connection. It'll have the airport. I mean, it'll have like Spirit Flight. It'll say Spirit Flight on your Wi-Fi, and you could go there and look at the menu and find something for the kid to watch. You know what I mean? Whether it's a Disney movie or something like that, it's free. Keep them entertained. You do that on your phone.
I heard that. On my Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Huh?
I heard Spirit don't be having Wi-Fi.
Hmm.
Well,
we'll take you right through it because they got 3 minutes. So here you go. You walk through the gates of the airport. right away you go, you stand in line where your flight is. You'll have your flight on there, and you have this, and you check in. Just go to the check-in. Usually what I do as an experienced flyer, I got my ID, and I can go to the what would you call it, Ellen? The automatic box. I don't know what you call it. You just swipe your ID, and your ticket's right there, and it comes, prints out in 2 seconds.
Oh,
but
the,
with you...
Yeah, the I don't know
yeah.
what it's called.
Well, shoot, just go right to the gate. Just stand in line. You'll see, and then just go right to the counter and ask all the questions you need. Get there 2 hours before your flight. I would suggest you're going to need that, and
so
to get situated, to get your kids.
My flight leaves at 9:20.
Yeah.
At night.
Okay, then you want to get there at 7:20.
No, well,
you really do.
She was going to go around 6 or so, Brian, because she wants to make sure she has all the questions before.
Well, if she goes at 7:20 and she's just going basically an hour and a half in the air, it's not going to be that, I got a feeling it's not going to be full. It'll give her time to ask all the questions she needs. And by the time she actually gets to the gate, you'll be
surprised.
You'll be surprised how time flies so fast.
I wouldn't be telling her that, Brian, because around here I've been seeing on the news that people, they don't have too many NSA workers. Nobody wants to go back to work, and they had people that have been waiting there for like 3 and 4 hours just to get through
in line.
Security.
Right. Now, security, when you go to security, you're going to have to take off your shoes. You're going to have to put all your stuff in a little basket. There's going to be a little basket in front of you, your keys, your wallet, things like this, and be prepared for somebody to frisk you. You know, it was funny. And I'll tell you this story. Me and my girlfriend was going in. Last time they stopped me because of the drug dog. I didn't want any problems. So my girlfriend was telling me, behave yourself, blah, blah, blah. So I did. She went through the gate, meaning that she had to put her hands up. She went through the screening process, and then they stopped her, and they started frisking her. And this woman whispered in her ear, I have to frisk you now. She whispered in her ear, I have to frisk you now. Cindy goes, okay. And then the woman says, I have to touch your crotch. Cindy goes, oh, my. So prepare. But just the way she said it, I have to touch your crotch.
Like, oh, my God. They got to touch my area?
Yeah, sometimes they'll touch the private area. Yes. So make sure you're shaved. I'm only kidding. It's not a full body scan. It's on the outside of your clothes. They're not going to ask you to take off your clothes or anything. Sometimes they will. Sometimes they'll pass you on. But I'm just saying, be prepared that they might frisk you.
Yeah, they will ask you to take off, if you're wearing a belt, they'll ask you to take off your belt. They'll ask you, and your son is going to have to do the same thing, too. You're going to have to take his shoes off, too.
Yeah, the shoes is
so
definitely, you have to take off your shoes. I remember Cindy got so upset, she goes, because I didn't think about it, they took out the shoes, and she goes, and there was a hole right in my big toe. She goes, seriously? I don't know. No, seriously. She goes, I'm so embarrassed. I said, I'll never see these people again. You're standing there with a big hole in your face. So what?
Brian.
Seriously.
Your sock was a jerk. It was holy.
That's right. Toe was sticking out. The drug dog got me the other time, but they let me go. You're going to have fun. You're going to have fun.
Why did the drug dog get you?
Well, I did something stupid. It was coming back from Vegas. There was a woman. There was an ATF woman, whatever the hell she was.
What, NSA?
People were passing in, you know, going in between the things, getting ready, you know, to go inside, you get your, you know, take off your shoes and everything. So I saw the dog. It was a beautiful dog. And I swear to God, hand to God, this is true. I go, puppy. And the woman says, please do not call the dog. She said it 4 or 5 times. The dog is on duty. Do not the dog. I go, okay. As I walk by, puppy, puppy. Okay. Swear to God.
What's wrong?
Don't, whatever you do, don't call the dog. Because as I was passing by, I was ready. She goes, okay, you two go ahead to the, you two go ahead. They put us in twos. And then they said in front of everybody, okay, you two, which is me and another guy, come here. And I said, yes. The dog took an interest of to you two. I go, is that bad? Yes. Please come over here, sir.
Uh-oh.
And that's where the frisking was. I take off my shoes. They swipe my phone because they thought I was doing cocaine because the dog kind of looked. That stupid dog looked at me going, all right, I'm on the job and you're going to fuck with me? I'm going to just look at you. Here's what happens to you. And that's what happened. So ignore the dog. I swear to God, that happened. And he goes, really? Really? The drug dog. There you go. So those are my tips from the airport. And hover when you go over the toilet.
Don't do anything that Brian does.
Don't do it.
Knowing my son, he'll be like, ooh, doggy.
That's right. Doggy, 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 doggy. Dog's on a job. But you're going to have a great time. Are you just going with you and your daughter? Is that it? Anybody else going with you?
It's me, my son, and my daughter.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah,
okay.
But it just us.
When are you leaving?
Friday. I'm so mad. I want to go. Because
really?
This is what I understand. Yeah, because she was like, we're going to go to Myrtle Beach. And we just go stay for a weekend, and you can go back home. I'm like, okay, cool. This girl want me to stay in Maryland for a whole month. Girl, I need to come back home. I'm not trying to be
right.
here for a month.
Right. Where are you going to stay in a month? You can't stay in a hotel for a month. Does she have a friend that she's staying with?
No, she wants me to be at her house.
Uh-oh.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's not cool.
Is this a relative looking up?
This is one of the girls that has 2 kids. We was in this mommy and me group, and apparently she want me to go. She want me and my babies to go with her to Myrtle Beach for her son's 3rd birthday. And I don't mind, but shoot, I want to go home after we leave North Carolina, wherever this place is. I don't want to be with you for a whole month.
No, that's too much.
My kids gonna be. Yeah, my kids gonna be missing their grandma.
Exactly.
Wow. I mean, you're flying from Georgia to Maryland and then driving from Maryland to Myrtle Beach.
Exactly. And my mama told her, my mama said, well, why won't you just drive here and come get her and then go to Myrtle Beach? Oh, she said, oh, that's too much. Shoot, that's too much for me to fly to you and then have to be in a car with you for all them hours. And then have to drive all the way back.
No.
Like, come on.
No. Oh, that's going to be hell.
Yeah.
Wow.
She was like, as soon as y'all get home, y'all going to only be home for 3 weeks because y'all coming back for my birthday. I said, who coming back for your birthday? Not me. I ain't flying no more.
He said, are you going to pay for my flight?
That's what I'm saying. Like, damn. I don't have money on the trees. I don't have money growing on trees.
Right.
Yeah, let me just go pick a couple $100 bills off the tree in my backyard. I got
No, that's way too much. That is way too much. No. Yeah, that sounds like something's not right. Does she have any friends or something? I don't know. Something's not right.
That's
there.
What my mama want to know. My mama want to know, does she got friends? So my mama say, Tia, you must be her only friend. I said, I must be because she called me every day.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah.
you got 2 kids, and you be at work.
Damn, her kids don't keep her busy? Her kids don't keep her busy, and her job don't keep her busy?
They always keeping her busy. Her son always keeping her busy, just as her daughter. But they got a babysitter, and she works for Amazon, and she still called me because she drives for them. So she don't go a day without calling me.
Wow. I mean, yeah. She must. Her job is going to start picking up, and you know, I mean, as much as I don't like Jeff Bezos because he's taking over everything, you know, I see the Amazon trucks all over. Like over here where I live, Brian, people, the Amazon truck stops here where I live, not for me, but for the other ones that live here. The Amazon truck comes back and forth here around 4 or 5 times a day.
Wow.
You would think I'm her girlfriend on the phone, the way she called me.
Yeah, she sounds like it, especially a mom. You know what I'm saying? There's something going on there that
I'd be asking her, okay, you want me to stay with you for a month? How are you going to support me? How are you going to support
my
kids?
She's going to tell me, oh, I can help you get a job, girl. I am not
help you get a job team. For a month? Come on.
Yeah. I told her,
No, she got plans for you.
Did I hire you for a month?
Yeah.
You better be
careful. No, she wants you to stay more than a month.
For a whole month. Because I could be at home. Basically, I'm not going to see my mom for the whole month of August, you might well say.
Right.
And she want me to come. And, like, she got the ticket for August 6th all the way to September 7th. I am not trying to be, you know, in your house all the way to September. Like, no. And my son's birthday is in September. I'm trying to plan stuff. I'm not trying to be with you.
Wow.
But yeah,
Wait,
Brian. She already paid for the ticket? The ticket's already paid for?
Yeah,
right.
She did that at the beginning of July.
Well, you know, I hope she realizes that if you decide to leave early, it's going to cost her money. Unless you have a medical reason.
Do you have a return trip ticket, or is it just one way?
It's a return. I'll come back on September 7th.
Okay. Wow, that's a long time. You're leaving Friday.
That's
that is like.
I don't want to be in her place for that long.
No, but what I'm saying is, Brian, so Latia, you're staying there the whole time for the whole month?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, because we're going to Myrtle Beach for a week, and then she's trying to stay another week in Myrtle Beach, and then she's talking about we going to Six Flags and all these other places.
Mm.
But I'm like, you love to say you don't got no money, but we going to all these places. Like, we can do that after we come from Myrtle Beach, and I can still go home. Like, I don't have to be with you for a whole month for us to be going to these places. I'm going to be missing my bed, my room.
Well, that's expensive going to all those places. You're saying, what kind of job does she have?
She works for Amazon. She's a driver for Amazon.
Oh, okay. Okay. She may have some money then. She may have some money. I mean, they may make good money. I don't know.
Yeah, she says she get paid $17.50.
Really?
Yeah,
but
how she made that much money and she ain't even caught up on her rent? Like, come on.
Oh. Ooh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to go into that situation.
And the moratorium ended for renters.
Yeah, I know. Sunday.
It ended.
Wow.
Yeah, it ended Saturday.
Well, it tells me without knowing her that she's irresponsible, that she's impulsive, and it's like it could be a snap of a moment. Like, let's go here, without hardly any planning. That's what it tells me, and I would be very careful, especially if you're at somebody's house, you know what I mean, and you have to stay there because you can't get back. I would be very careful.
Oh, trust me, I'll make sure I get home.
Right, right. Well, you keep in contact with us when you're gone. You'll be on the show, and if you need a little help.
Yeah, I'm being on the show every day.
Good. Do you like the show? You've been on it for, what do you think of the show?
I like it, you know, shoot. It gives me something to do, and then sometimes, like, when my brother and my mom be making me mad, I be needing something to do, so, you know, it helped me.
Right.
Because I'm wild out on them.
Good. Well, you know what? The show likes you, too. We would miss you way too much, right, Ellen? If you left, we'd miss you way too much.
Oh, I ain't going nowhere.
Good. Well, just be careful. Use your instincts.
Yeah, I have myself muted because it's thundering here.
Oh, okay. But use your instincts. Your instincts will tell you what's going on. Your womanly instincts, you'll know. It'll tell you.
Oh, yeah. Because I even told my mama. My mama was like, well, why she got you staying so long? Like, I don't understand it. I'm like, I don't understand it either. And then she lied and told my mom that me and her talked about it. I said, we ain't never talked about me staying with you for a month.
Wow.
Like,
so she lies. Have you caught her in a lie? She could be lying about the money she made because she's behind in her rent. I don't know, kid. Don't know.
So my mama told me if anything becomes fishy, let her know, and I'll come on. I said, oh, I'm calling you every day, honey.
Oh, yeah.
After I get off the show, I'm going to call my mama.
That's right.
So my mama said, she missing you. You my baby. I said, I know I'm your baby.
Well, I don't like it.
I was excited about the trip because I'm just now packing. Like, I would have been, if I was really excited going where she at, I would have been packing
right
the day, you know, she asked me, but I didn't. I took my time. So.
Right. Like, let's say I invited you to stay with me a week. You already be packed and it's not until next year.
Brian.
You keep in contact with us, Latia. Huh?
I said, if that was the case, that means the kids will have to be in school.
Hey, don't worry. We'll put them into that Zoom school. They'll love it. I'm good with homework. All right, baby.
But
don't
I'm
make us worry about you. Make sure. Huh? Hello, baby. Hello, baby.
Say hi.
Hi. Hi, baby.
Say hi, mama.
Hello. Hi. They get all shy and everything. Okay. All right. There you go. I'll take that as a hello. That's a nice, actually, that's a nice whistle. I can't even do that. All right, everybody. She's good. She's good. That's the end of our show because they're going to kick us off right now. I want to thank the beautiful Latia who is traveling to Baltimore, Maryland. I want to thank the beautiful Ellen Johnson for coming on today. Mr. King, I think King Webb was here for a minute. Wasn't he here, Ellen? I think he was here.
Yeah, I heard him laughing.
I thought he did too. I want to thank Mr. King Webb. Of course, Mr. Joe was here. We have four other people who are in 111s and I'm not answering them. I want to thank them for listening. I'm your old pal, Brian Hammer Jackson, the best radio show ever. I should get my award. And
you
I will see
you
guys.
Award. You got two awards.
I should. I should. Entertainment. It's hard to entertain on improv. And don't forget my musical abilities. I'm out of the studio, and I can't get in. This is what sucks. Oh, I'm back. But I want to thank everything. And you know, there's rumors about me. And if you hear rumors about me, I want you to know something. They're all true. Thank you.
And I can attest to that. I've known him for 10 years.
You sure can. You sure can. Everybody's talking rumors about me. I don't know what it is. That's what they're talking. Nothing but rumors. It's all true. And I earn that shit. See you guys tomorrow, baby. Bye, Latia. Bye, Ellen. And
bye.
Rumors, everybody. up, I need to press. As we say in French,